Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Glad to be here one more time. Just want to say thank God for being on the radio show one more week. Every day is a blessing when I can get up and get to talk. Get to see the sunlight, get to talk to my friends. And we got a lot of racing going on this week. We got a lot of racing that went on this week. Start out first, I'm going to tell you, we got some races coming up this week. We got some stuff at Island Dragway. The guys are going to have the Brooklyn Barbecue. They're going to be at the Island Dragway this week. Also, we got Fayetteville this week. We also have Thunder Valley. We're going to be doing Thunder Valley. They're going to be a two-day event. We're actually going to race down there. We're going to run the guys out there. We got a few good money runs going on, and it's going to be pretty good out there. We also got a tennis tie shootout class. 28x9, paying $4,000 to win, free entry fee. We also have a stock block shootout. We'll be paying $1,500 to the winner. We have a few things going on. We really trying to do it up, trying to make sure we have a good time this week. I know we got a couple things, a couple issues that we want to settle out, and we're definitely going to have to settle some issues right now because, like they said, the devil's always working. You know, you can't please everybody, so you do have people that go back and say something negative. Basically, I'm going to let it handle itself. I ask the people in the audience, whoever want to participate and want to say what they want to say, I'll let them handle it. But I already know what I'm going to do. And if whatever they think is right, we'll try to accommodate something later on down the road, but right now, I feel that I was right with this one. We got a shootout going on, and this is the topic for tonight. We got a free at the shootout, $4,000 to win. Well, we have a guy that decided he wants to get paid to come down there to get into the show because he wants to act like he's a movie star, a big star. But now, if it was a grudge run or something big, a big match race or something like that, I can understand. But I'm giving a free entry fee to give $4,000 away, and you want to bring your car in, and we're letting you get into the shootout free, and now you want money on top of that? What else do I got to do? Next, I'll be going to your house delivering money so you don't come to the show because you know you're going to win it. And that's the topic. Should a person ask for money when it's a $4,000 payout and a free entry fee? That's what you have to look at. And to me, I haven't seen none of the shows do it, NHRA or anything. It's, you got to qualify, and guess what? Whatever money you got, you miss out. If you turn around, put money up, and you didn't qualify, it's too bad. You don't get your money back. Also, these grudge races are starting to get spoiled. That's what I can say. Certain people are getting spoiled, and it's not fair. You know, they say that, Joe, the promoter's not doing his job. Well, I think the promoter's doing his job when he can turn around and put down a free, no entry fee, and then to get $4,000. I know tracks that turn around and they'll run you all day long. You might have went 10 rounds, and you'd be lucky if you get $1,200 or $1,000. Meanwhile, you might only have 8 cars in the class. You might have 10 cars. This is the thing. And I don't know what's going on, but I really can't say. And it is what it is. I'm going to cue somebody in right now. There's a lot of things on my mind right now, and I just say, you know, you're going to have haters all over. And some people just, you can't satisfy them, and it is what it is. So We're going to do, like they told me a long time ago, you know, you got to, in order to get have haters, when you have haters, it brings out the best of you because you're going to strive harder and harder. Now, if I was already going faster than everybody else and I'm steady in front of them, if I'm going 10-0s and everybody else is only going 11s, I'm not even going to try to go any faster. I'm just going to stay idle. I'm going to be there. But if you got somebody all of a sudden going 990 and you going 10-0, of course you're going to push to be better. You're going to try to push to be better. And that's what I'm doing right now. Whether or not it's the show, whether or not it's the call, whatever. Whether or not it's the person as me. That's how I feel. I have to push to make myself better every time. I don't want to turn around and stay idle. So when I hear these guys, somebody has something to say, I try to make anything, whatever I can do, I try to make it better. I know there was a lot of racing going on in Virginia this week, and, you know, there was a score to be settled. I know they were running bare, and hell yeah. There was a couple other guys that had to settle their score. I'm going to get Wicked Bird on here, and he's actually going to turn around, and he's going to be the man that's going to talk about that a little bit. And there's a lot of other issues that's going out, and seems to be pointing in the right direction finally. You know, you had a few people, you know, that had to say bad things, but we put them in their place, and you nip it in the bud before it gets out of hand. You know, if you can get it out of hand, you know, too far, the problem gets too big, and before you know it, hearsay, and that's how it goes. And so why don't we nip this in the bud right here, and then we ain't got to move on. I mean, it's all about having a good time. It's all about life, and I'll tell you, I'm going down there, and I'm actually supporting Island Dragway. I'm actually throwing $200 on one of the classes there that they have. And I know I'm not going to be able to make it, but because we all schedule the same days, and that's what's going on. So if I can turn around and help out anybody when they got their class going on, I'll definitely try to help out. Just don't mind giving me a call and tell me something if you got something going on. I'll try my best to help you out. And, you know, one hand washes the other. That's how I look at it. You know, if you help me, I don't mind helping you. Or I'll help you first. I don't mind putting my hand out first and show you that I will do my welcome. I will do my part and then go from there. You know, and for whatever it's worth, those guys are good guys. You know, Bin Laden, the crew is really a good crew. I think if we can help them, let's try to get them out there. Let's try to support them and whatever we can do. I got a phone. I'm gonna open up one of the mics right now. I'm going to open up, let me see. 631-8443. Your mic's open.
Hey, good evening, Joe. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Dwayne? How's everything?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. All is well. And I just want to say, you know, having a show and everything, you know, everything well. And by the way, you know, I just want to let you know my trailer should be here Thursday. They called me up. It's ready still. And
nice.
I'll be ready to travel, you know.
Okay. Yeah, you got anything? What would you think about this one? I'm giving a show down there, and we're on 28th and 29th, and it's free entry fee, and the winner takes $4,000. What would you think about that? You think that I should have to pay somebody to get in there because they want to act like they're superstars? You know, they think they got a name to carry. What do you think?
You shouldn't have to pay no one, you know, this show, you know. I mean,
well, that's what I just told him. I hate to say it, but I'm like, wow, you know, you can't please everybody. You would think that would be pleasing them just so they didn't
exactly.
have to even pay to get in.
Exactly.
You know, but you can't please. You can't, everybody has a problem. I hate to say it, but
yeah.
It's a shame when you turn around.
And those are the ones you leave out, Joe. You know, if they show that they got to get paid to show up. You know,
oh, man,
I mean,
especially,
and,
you know, it's one thing. When you try to help out somebody because you see something not going on and you see the other tracks not doing it or whatever, or, you know, they're not really getting a fair shake at what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so you feel like, let's throw something back to them. Let's give them some
yeah.
money for what they're doing. anywhere else. Okay. I'm sorry to say, but I've been to a couple things. I've been to Shakedown. I've been to a couple. And they have to put in more money than that, and they don't even win that much.
Exactly.
And you have to qualify. And on top of that, you know, I mean, it's a sad thing that some guys have to pay we had to pay at Shakedown last year $250 to make two runs if we want to do a grudge race.
Isn't
so meanwhile, you know, that's not even trying to win anything. Now you got mm-hmm. you got guys now that's telling me for them to even show up. They want money just to go into class, and you want to try to win no class. You're talking about, you know what, it's something different you're doing around. Talking about you're doing a match race and all that, you know, and you're coming from somewhere. But don't turn around and tell me nothing like that.
You shouldn't have to pay nobody, because then those are the ones you leave out, because they're all about, you know, hey, I want to be the superstar. You got to pay me
to
show because
they're
all
above
about me,
somebody else.
That's
what the sad part is.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
Dwayne, that's the whole thing is. They think they're above somebody else. And like I said, I'm for the little guy. I'm sorry. I don't mind. I hate to say it. I know there's a couple big guys out here on the phone right now. But I'm really for a little guy. I hate to say it because little guy never gets his fair shake.
Exactly.
He's the one that's in the back that brings his family that just makes it in there. And you know what? Give him a chance. Come on.
Exactly.
That's the sad part. You got a lot of guys out there.
Everybody started out on the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. These guys, some guys think they're above the other. I mean, you go to the track, and this is the God honest truth, and I'm going to tell you, I've been around people that don't have anything or didn't have anything, and now they got something, and they forgot where they came from. So now they think they're so bigoted. You go over there and ask them a question, oh, man, nice car. Man, they don't want to talk to you. So you know what happens? The crowd turns away from them, and then they wonder why they can't get a crowd anywhere. Nobody wants to be around nobody and think they could turn their nose up to you and think they're above you.
That's negativity, and people don't go for
that
anymore,
it's just,
you know?
You know, it's like a friend, you know. You when a friend, you know, my whole thing is I'm going to tell you the God honest truth, and I used to do it, and I did it years ago, and so I was mad, whatever. I would act like I didn't have nothing, and and whether I had a car or not, I just played like I didn't have it, and you can be able to find out. You'll find out who your friends are. When you ain't got nothing, they think that you don't have anything. And your best thing sometimes just play. Let's see where I'm at. You know, hey, I can't go here. I don't have the money. Man, you might have the money, but at least you know who's true to you. And that's what I look at. You know, my whole thing is, I know who was with me and who's not with me. I know, you know, when they think that you got something, and everybody comes running. You don't want to. The wind blows to the west, everybody runs to the west. The wind blows to the east, everybody blows to the east, go to the east. You know, you got true loyals, and I'm telling you right now, lately, I got to say, the loyals outweigh the bad ones, and it's been good for me. It's been really good. And I'm going through the cancer thing, and I don't get me wrong, I haven't been to the doctor, I haven't went there this week, I'm not really... I don't know. It wasn't ready for it, and I didn't want them put me in the hospital and keep me. So right now I said, I ain't going. So it is what it is. I put it in good long head. I said, I'm going to take care of what I can take care of after this. But, you know, you have some people so worried about, oh, man, he's going to ask me for something. Or, oh, man, or you get certain people. I mean, I had somebody come up there and ask me, you know, ask another person. Asked me, am I going to sell my son's truck? You know, he's selling the truck. No, I ain't selling. Before I sell my son's truck, I'll sell my car.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I feel about it. But, you know, it's so sad that, you know, when they think that you got somebody down, they can kick you when they're down. But that's how I had to play like I was down. And I was not down, but, you know, I had to play it. And you'll see where you're at. You'll know who's who. Seemed like nothing. Wow, man, golly, he's back. How did he get back on his feet so far? I was never down. I might have played like I was down.
I like that.
I'm
That's
not
right.
down. You have to turn around. I mean, good Lord bless me, you know, and God honest truth, my father told me a long time ago, you always save for a rainy day.
Yeah,
I don't care when it is, what it is, there's always going to be a rainy day.
That's right.
So you always make sure that you have something to fall back on. And the God honest truth, we going down to Fayetteville, and I'm prepared for the rainy day in case something happened. And my whole thing is I don't want nobody telling me that I couldn't pay them the bill. I'm ready to pay that. When they say that it's on the thing, And whatever it says we're paying, then we're paying.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not going to turn around and turn on paying people and then turn around and don't have the payroll to pay them at the end.
Exactly.
I know what I'm already prepared to do. And
that's
when you're
right.
in this game,
you prepare ahead
sometimes
of time.
You got wins
good.
And you got losses. So you
yeah.
have to be prepared.
Exactly.
So it's a shame when you got these guys that it's unbelievable. So, oh, you going? Yes, I'm going. And God willingly, and I'm telling you right now, this is a busy month for me. Basically, just probably just me and my little one going down there, you know, riding together. And honestly, tell you the truth, we're going down to Fayetteville. And regardless, I'm going down and take my time. I ain't no big deal.
Yeah.
I ain't in no rush. When I get there, I get there. And that's how it's going to be. When I get back, I might take a little idle for a little bit, a week or so. And guess what? If everything work out and I decide to go to the doctor and the doctor decide to cut me loose, I'm going to Little Tony's race.
Yeah.
I'll be in Michigan. And then when I get back right from there, I'm going to be right at Buzz Creek the following week on August 2nd. Those are the dates I just had to let you know. Fayetteville, 12th. Red Springs, 13th. Little Tony's race in Michigan, 131, Michigan. August 2nd. Yeah, that's in Michigan. August 2nd will be at Buzz Creek. I know everybody's seen all the races lined up, and I mean, there's races that's been locking in, and behind closed doors right now, there's more races getting going on. Sniper is actually running Tony Wright, and a lot of people didn't know they're locked in. You know, the old Jack, John Eskew. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got Travis Harvey and Mac, 3M Truck. Mm. You got Scoop versus Kenny Beachman. You know, you got some races going on, you know.
Exactly.
You got the Slut coming back out. He'll be there. You know, you got Weeby. He'll be there. You know, we got a lot of guys that are going to be there. And I'll tell you right now, it's going to be a lot of action. I mean, I got somebody.
That's
good. I can't disclose the person, but they're going to be coming from Florida. And they waiting. And I just can't let it go out yet. I'm waiting until him say yes because he wants to lock in a race, make sure it's locked in. And that should be a good one. And he's coming from Florida. So hold on for a second, Dwayne. I just want to make sure I want to open this mic because I think this is my man right here. 301-4687, your mic's open. 301-4687, your mic's open. Hey, Dwayne, you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know me, just got to be on the standby to make sure everything is all right on your end of it.
Okay, 301?
Yeah.
4687, your mic's open.
It's me, Joe. It's Short Dog.
Hey, what's going on, Short Dog? What's going on?
Ain't too much, man. I was just listening to you about the ones when you're up and versus when you're down. That's the truth all the time.
Oh, man.
That's the truth.
Act like you don't got nothing.
So
boy, you ain't going to see them, right? They're scared
right.
You're going to ask for something.
Oh, yeah.
That's
you know that. That's just like they told John Toy, man. Oh, man, Troy, this, he sold his motors. He did this, he did that. John come down my house Saturday. He said, see, that's how people lie. I said, they always going to lie. I might be going through some things, but I ain't gone. I'm far from gone.
Mm-hmm. No.
But like we gotta
do. Be dead last week.
I heard that. I heard that. I was gonna call him, but I said no, he don't.
Look, I would tell you something. With the guy, Dwayne, you know about that, right? I can't disclose the person's name, but the guy called me up, and when he told me, he said, "Man, so good to hear from you," he started crying.
Wow.
I wanted to laugh. You know, but then I thought about it. That ain't funny. You know, I said, man, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. He said, man, let's go get something to eat, somewhere. Go out. Man, I ain't got to go out nowhere. I can't go nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. Don't worry about it. But that's how people are. You know what the sad part is about it? When they hear something bad, they'll spread that fast. They hear something good, they ain't going to spread that.
Isn't that something? It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's the American way. That's the American way, Joey. There's only a few of us strong ones and real ones out here. There's only a few of them.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't many.
Amen.
Yeah, I
see, look, but the dog, I watched you race. Mm-hmm. Okay,
Joe
Dog, that's how I cut you.
Oh,
yeah, I watched you race plenty of times, Joe Dog. And when I seen you, I remember years ago, I came down there and I said, man, who pretty Camaro that? I was at Piedmont once. I said, man, I really didn't know you, but I was watching it, you know? And I was checking it out. I remember that thing. I said, man, this thing is nice, pretty cool. Then I come find out. I saw the thing that somebody said, that's Troy. I said, who? I wasn't too big on the names on people. So many people, you know, they just come across. I said, he all right. He's a good guy, man. Every time I look around, he out there trying to do his thing. But, you know, as it be, somebody will always knock another person. And even though I don't know you, but you know what I mean? You'll have somebody that knock you. Well,
that's right.
You gotta
don't even know them. They don't even know. The only thing they do is know your name, and the first thing they want to do is say is this, is that. You know, nothing good.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the problem. You know, this out of 12 months of a year, they take 6 months worrying about somebody else's business. They'll worry about their business, and if they take the whole 12 and worry about their own self, everything be all right.
Oh yeah,
everything
would
be
100%.
All right. But that's too much like right to do that. That's too much like right.
Oh yeah. Nah, I just hope everything be all right and you get everything back, come back soon or whatever. You know, if not, you know,
it'll be real soon. It'll be real soon.
Mm-hmm.
Real soon.
And my whole thing
Joe,
is
go ahead, Jeff.
It got something to say, right?
Yeah. Hey, but when you come back, it's just like you said. Where'd he come from again? Like you was already gone. You ain't never went nowhere.
Nope.
It's called take a break sometimes. See, some of us take breaks.
Some
of us take breaks, and some of us second mortgage houses. I'm one going to take a break.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I agree. Sometimes you have to take a break. You'll get burned out. Or guess what? I took a year off racing when I first went to go buy in the house.
Yeah.
When it's closing, everybody got something to say. Oh, man. Listen, right now I'm trying to get this house. This was from years ago. Oh, man, I had a guy tell me, I never seen somebody so broke they can't afford $40 to go racing. Well, you say what you want to say. All I know is what I got to get over my head.
Exactly.
So
you
I
should
gotta,
ask
I know what
he
my
got a roof
pocket.
Over his head.
Yeah. I said, I know what I got to do to keep myself out of trouble, you know, to do it the right way. So I got to do what I got to do. I got to be out here working. At the time, I was doing 7 days a week. And let me tell you, it was tough, but you know what? It worked out in the long run for me. You know, I took the car. Now, I'm going to tell you, and this is a God honest truth. I ain't got no shame in what I did. I took the carburetor off at the last minute, off the car. I had a Barry Grant Dominator. Because what happened was when I was doing the closing, the people all of a sudden at the last minute turned around and told me, now, I already knew where I was supposed to be at. Now, all of a sudden, they tell me I got any $1,500 more. I said, man, y'all tap me out to the end. I said, oh,
yeah,
God, what the heck I'm going to do? Now I took the carburetor off the car. I said, my little son, I said, he said, what you need, Dad? At the time, my oldest son, he said, what you need? I said, man, I got to get some money. Now, meanwhile, I had him working with me, doing a little work with me. And he his mama asked him, you got $10, you got this or whatever? He said, no. His boy turned around and he said, you need some money? I got money for that. It was cute what he did. I like that. I looked at him like, all right, yeah. Do you know that boy had $400 and some saved up? I said, where you get this money from? He said, when you would give me money. I said, but when Mom asked you for some money, and you said you ain't had none. He said, yeah, but Mom don't pay back. So I said, all right, okay. I said, oh, man. And like the good Lord did, I went to the closing. And when I got there, I come find out, I ended up getting a check back for $1,500 because they turned around overcharged me.
Wow,
look at this.
Good, man, I tell you.
Yeah, even though I couldn't get my carburetor back because the guy didn't want to sell it back now. But it is what it is. I got the house over here. You know, these little things you laugh out now, but, you know, when you first, sometimes you got to strive. And, like
but you know
said,
what, you did it for a good cause, too, you know, and you did the
right
thing.
You, like they say, you got to crawl before you can walk, so hey.
That's right.
I had to crawl. Now I'm okay. I am, you know, certain things you had to give up and couldn't do,
That's but right.
At least you know what you can do now, what you can go, when
That's
you
right.
want to go.
Yeah.
That's
you
it.
See how many years
and
I've been away from it, Joe? That's right. I've been away from it for a while, you know, and I had to, you know, do what's right, you know, and, you know, do, you know, what's supposed to be for my priority right, you know, and get it straight, you know.
Yeah,
and,
it ain't always racing, you know.
No.
It ain't always racing. I don't care what nobody say, you know. And I, like I said, I got to put the family first, you know. I mean,
right.
I tell you, this is God's truth. In my house, they be telling me, why don't you go buy some sneakers? Why don't you buy some clothes? But meanwhile, I get the kids up first. I can go lacking, you know, first. I'd rather go lacking.
Yeah.
You know,
hey Joe, but only a few of us know that it's a whole lot more than racing, you know. That's just like the guys that tell me, they know I'm with the Four Horsemen, but hey, my other buddy and them, we ran against the Four Horsemen. They didn't talk, but you're a spokesman for the Four Horsemen. I am. I talk because I'm with them. But right now, we racing. We having fun. Ain't nothing personal.
Oh, yeah.
It's about racing. And when you take your racing personal, you need to get out of it. You need to get into something else. Because we together all the time. We together now. And you know what I tell you, Joe, when you talk fast to me. If I get some shit like that, baby, you getting it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Look, like I tell everybody, we could be somewhere and ain't nothing going on. Hey, I remember one day all of us put money in a hat. Some was too fast than the other. We got to make one shot. Everybody put in the money in the hat. Now we're going to see who got the best reaction time win it all. That's what we did. Each one of them had one shot that day at the track, and we went out there, and that's what we did, just to have fun. And, you know, that was the whole thing. And, you know, these guys don't know how to have fun sometimes. I hate to say it. They really don't know how to have fun. When you turn around and take the fun out of it, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. If you're going to take it that serious, you're going to cry and everything else. I ran Donald, and let me tell you something. Donald turned around, I ran him, and he ain't never had it. He always said he want to try me again. He want to do it again. Now, he said, when I get right, I'm going to come and try you again. I said, no problem. It's all good with me. That man right there called me up when he heard I was sick. If you need me to come out there and do anything, you need anything, I was like, wow. You know, and that's what it's about.
That's what it's always about. Yo, that's just like me and my nephew. Me and my nephew Pete, man, we get to arguing, and people are like, man, is that Troy's real nephew? Yes, that's my nephew. And he can talk trash to me, but one of his boys, his buddies, that's with him with the race, and they talk trash. He said, oh, that's my uncle. I can talk trash to him. Now, y'all can't. When he said that, man, it lit me up because he let it be known. Nah, I'm going to talk trash to him, but ain't nobody else. Y'all ain't going to talk trash to him.
Yeah.
Because
no,
we know what it's about.
That's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be. You know what? You get some of these people good to calling people out of their name, the bees and all that. Hey, man, listen, racing ain't that serious. Don't get to that point because you're going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get hurt. Better off just keep it real. Have fun. If you beat me, I'll shake your hand. Me and Calvin race, we laugh and joke about everything all the time. You know, he said, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
But
you
that's
know?
Because
and we might bet
Joe,
on something to get me.
Hey, Joe, but the only reason that is, y'all still laughing and stuff because you keep beating Cal.
Yeah, but Calvin bet with me last time. Hold on now, Calvin bet with me last time. No. But look, we turned around. Now, this is the God honest truth, though. Calvin can get on here and tell you. The last time I was in here, I said, I want y'all to wear my shirt. Look, you fine. Hey, you ain't no. He said, well, I want you to wear mine. I said, well, when I get up there, y'all have my shirt. Wolfpack, I don't know if I'm going to put that Wolfpack shirt on. And that's how you do. And it's so funny because I had a guy in Piedmont. Every time I come down there, please bring him bagels. Every time, when I bring the bagels to him, this is a guy on his trip. I wouldn't care. He think that's gold. I don't know what he said. People can't cook no bagels down there. And he said I bring him to Piedmont, and he will take the bagels all day long, and he don't care what. If I ask for something, I was getting barbecue sauce. My wife, what are you doing all these barbecue sauce? I was like, because when I get ready, I start barbecue, and I like to think of different flavors. So this man give me the barbecue sauce, I give him the bagels.
Amen.
I stop every time I hit at the bagel shop. But, I'm gonna open up a couple more mics. But y'all stay on because we get – and what do you think about that show, Doug? You think I have to turn around? Should I have to pay a man and he turned around, and we got a free entry fee to win $4,000, and this man want to get gas money come out there. You think
no,
that's fair?
No, I don't think that you should do nothing like that.
That's what I try to say.
I don't think you should do nothing like that.
It's a sad thing when it comes to that point. You a movie star,
yeah,
a bracket race or a class race? Oh, man, you ain't above nobody. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, I mean, ain't none of us. I mean, you know, you give him something free. But why you have to pay a man to come to something you give him free, but he's taking a shot of winning the money?
That's what
he
I
wants
mean.
That show it, thing that he's going to get paid something and can lose.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't right. That's bad.
That's
bad for race.
It won't happen. I left it alone, so I'm going to open up a couple more mics, but y'all stay on. Y'all can jump on because I know a few people going to be jumping on this mic left and right.
All right.
301-2865, your mic's open.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? This is Wicked Bird.
What's going on, Mr. Wicked Bird?
Hey, man, right. What's going on, y'all? I hear Troy on here. What's up, Troy?
What's up, King? I'm going to go back on mute. I'm driving. I'm listening, though.
Hey, now, what's up? What's up? What's this y'all?
No,
I hear about
you want to give us a little race report, Mr. Bird there, Mr. Styles?
Yeah, I can give you a little report on down at JC's race, down at Dan Whitting. And it was it was a real good turnout. I mean, I thought it was just like a little bracket thing or something, but he had a lot of classes. He had a lot of grudge racing. You know, mostly the highlight I came out to see Running Bear. I call him my uncle now, against Hell Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, that thing was like an Ali Frazier fight. I mean, they was getting it on, and then when it came down to race, Hell Yeah was ready. Running Bear, I think he took Hell Yeah for granted this time because he beat him twice, you know. When you beat somebody twice and then they come in your own backyard, you be too relaxed. He was kind of relaxed, and, man, Hell Yeah was there on a mission. You got to remember, Hell Yeah came all the way from PA all the way down to Dinwiddie just to run this man back because he knew he could beat him. You know, and they lined up. He cut that tree down on Running Bear, and he was gone. There wasn't nothing to see. You know, Running Bear was gaining back on him, but, you know, Running Bear's car started drifting, and Hell Yeah went straight as a doggone born arrow, man. And when you hear him do that patnip, whopping that gas, man, I thought it was on the start line, man. He must have trying to blow the motor up to whop that gas. Whop, 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 whop. I was like, yeah. You know,
did you hear him yelling, Hell Yeah, when he went to the finish line?
he was whopping it too loud, but they put a show on, though. I mean, they put a show on. It was some good action. Then, you know, then Running Bear turned around and got the kick from Henry P. You know, Henry P and, what's his name, Burt Jackson were good buddies. And Henry P got a back half Chevy, too. Henry P gave him the kick. Henry P couldn't catch it. That pass Running Bear put down, that's the pass. Huh?
Was it nitrous to nitrous or?
Oh, yeah, it was nitrous to nitrous. You know, Henry P got a big block, two fours on it, and back half. So, you know, Running Bear just had the one system, back half small block. And he gave him the kick and couldn't catch him. He was catching him a little bit, but I think he had like an ignition problem because it started popping. But he was still gaining, but Running Bear, when Running Bear left about it there, that was it. Now, that's the pass that Running Bear should have did the pass before. And that race would have been like to the finish line. Now, here's the funny part. You know how close that race was last week with Running Bear and Hell Yeah down in, at the Horseman's race down in Virginia.
Okay. The beach.
That was Colonial Beach. Why Hell Yeah come in with this little piece of metal on the front of the car to use? Because he figured that the race was still going to be close, so he figured he'll put that edge on the front of his car. It was like a piece of iron that he bent over to make like a marker just in case the race was close so he could trip the beams. Little did he know he had the doggone iron so high it would have never tripped the beams. You know, but when we seen that, we said, oh, man, he must really think this race is going to be close. But it wasn't, you know. It was the other way around. You know, so, man, they had a couple of other grudge races, like, what's his name, Mike Gunner. He wanted to stock suspension on 28s. He gave up the back tie. Couldn't catch the guy because his throttle cable broke, but he was going to catch him.
Okay.
Guy Reds from out of Virginia. Pete and Troy and them know him with the red and white Malibu. He haven't been out since, I think, the last time they ran Pete and lost to Pete. But he looked good last night. I wish I'd had my car there. I could have tried to give some action. You know, he made probably like 3-4 passes. You know, and Gene of the Horsemen, man, that man need to find somebody to race because he can't get no races. I don't understand why everybody's asking him for something. You know,
now, which
he looked
car
good.
Is that?
The most wanted car, the blue Camaro with the silver stripe.
Okay, I think he got action this weekend.
Oh, do he
got
where?
Action this weekend. I'm not sure exactly. I think it's the Duster that he's supposed to run.
I know what you call, called them out. What's his name? Take the Dolomite. Dolomite's
okay,
out
okay.
To come to Piedmont. Yeah, I think on the 9th. But Gene said he wasn't going to be able to make that one. So, but, yeah, that boy's looking good. You know, I like to see him run somebody, you know, but it's like, he can't get no race. I mean, I know, what's his name, Mike Hillboy, Stone Cold wants him, you know, but they're going to have to make that happen. They have to meet up in the middle somewhere, you know. But it was a real big turnout. Virginia Slim was there. William Brown was there with the car. You know, they made a couple of passes. I think they were still having transmission problems, but the last pass, it looked good. And,
okay.
But, you know, they ain't getting out. But the Donald then was there, too. Donald said he ran in one of the classes, the 590 class. He said he was having problems with something, blowing the tires off or something. But, you know, but, I mean, it was a big turnout. And, you know, I'm glad I went, you know, because, I mean, Joe always have good meets and stuff, and they always have a good crowd. They had a lot of singing and all that stuff. But, yeah, it was a pretty good show.
Yeah, when I heard, I seen a video of it, and I heard the voice of the man, the Mouth of the South, they call him over there.
Oh,
it's
talking about Rob Bates.
Yeah.
He'd be preaching on the
lights. Put him in the lights.
He'd be preaching. And they had, like I said, they had a real big turnout. The weather was good. The track came around later, like it always does, and they had nice fireworks afterwards. You know, so I did a little we race report for running bear and for Hell Yeah, because they tend to think that I always be on one side. I be on both sides. I just go with, you know, who I bet with, which I bet with running bear. So Donald bet me, and he got his money back from me. So he was happy about that. I mean, he was like, you didn't throw he won $100,000. But I understand, you know, they came a long way. I got to give them credit. They some true racers, man. They ain't give up. And they just knew that they was going to win. I was kind of glad to see them win this one because I didn't want to be no sweep. Because I figured if they would have won, they'd have lost that one, they was going to keep on trying until they got a win. And Runner Bear would have kept on racing them until he lost to them, you know. But
well,
I think
Runner Bear probably going to come back at them again.
Yeah,
I really think
they're
going to have another one.
Oh, there he is, because the race, I mean, it would have been a lot closer if Runner Bear came in the beams late, and the tree kind of dropped kind of fast, and he ain't had time to get up on his converter. But when you come in last, you know that tree coming down, so you're supposed to be bumping in with the converter, you know, halfway up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He just came in like he was starting, you know, waiting for Hell Yeah. Hell Yeah did his burnout. He ain't messing around. He came right up there, bumped in both of us, and he waiting on Runner Bear. As soon as Runner Bear looked like he turned the bubble, Hell Yeah was on the trans brake. And when that tree came down, it was over with. I just turned my head. I said, God damn, I knew he had Runner Bear. Because he was on a mission, let me tell you. He was on a mission. And he did what he had to do. He ain't kind of fooled like he normally do. I guess because he figured he was human, you know, but it was a good race. I'm glad he came down there because Runner Bear wasn't going to come back up here, you know, to run him again because to me it wouldn't have made sense. I figure, like I say, if the man come to your hometown and beat you, you got to go to his hometown if you really want to run him again. You know, so Runner Bear, Hell Yeah, is looking for that belt now. He wants that belt.
Okay.
Yeah, all so right. He's going to try to get the belt.
So that was a non-title belt. That's what y'all telling me.
Yeah. Well, the title belt, it was a non-title belt. Runner Bear told him. Now, when Runner Bear first got the belt up at Capitol, they bet at $2,600. So Runner Bear gave him the option, said, look, if you want to run me for the belt down here at Dinwiddie, put up that $2,600 like we did the first time I ran for the belt, and I'll put the belt up. You know, so he did give him a chance, but I guess they decided they didn't want to put that much money up, you know, because they lost twice. So I guess they figured, let's just try to get some of the money back in, and that's what they did.
Okay.
Yeah. So what you got going on? I heard y'all talking about some type of race. I got what, $4,000? What's that going on?
Oh yeah, we got a 28-29, and it's $4,000 to win. And let me just tell you, I had a guy call in. I guess he must have thought he was so popular. He wanted to get in the class, but he want me to pay for him to get there.
Oh no, nah, that don't work like that.
I'm giving it free. And you're going to turn around, and now you're going to want money on top of that? I said, man, what's next? Me going to your house and just give you the money so you don't come there? You know?
Yeah.
Come on. You know, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That, I mean,
you can't please everybody.
Nah. I mean, when you start paying out money like that, and you know, we all know because we put races on. When you start paying money out like that, man, you trying to put a show on for the fans, and you're giving the racers the opportunity to win money. So, I mean, money that's unheard of. I mean, the pros don't get that kind of money. You know
there
what
you
I
go.
Mean?
Thank you.
Yeah, they don't get that kind of money. Like the money that we had when we did our race last month, it was $5,000, you know, purse, and it was $3,000 to win. I mean, we got about 9 guys to come out because, you know, when you first start doing it around in certain areas, people don't tend to believe that you're actually going to pay that money out regardless.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we won the 16 cars, but we decided whatever came, we was going to pay it out. And that's what we did, you know. But the guys, we had a $100 entry fee. But you got no entry fee.
Now I'm not getting no entry fee, and I'm going to give you $4,000. How can you
cry? Yeah, that's. Right, yeah, that's like Christmas. I mean, if my car was ready, I would come out for that because I put the car together to run in those shootouts too because like what Mike Hill doing, I mean, they having those free entries for $5,000 and $10,000, man. You know, and I'm like, man, I'd be a fool not to try to participate in something like that at least once when it's free entry. Man, all it takes is a couple of buys, you know, and a couple of red lights or a shake tie. Man, you be in the money.
That's
what
I'm
trying to say. It's a
sad thing. That'll be Fayetteville, and Beachman will be racing. I know that. I guess you guys had to see it. You know, Gerald Grown Folks from Georgia, he was on there talking junk. They done shot a couple videos out there, sending videos telling us we better not come there. Bad Storm said the wind is blowing, you know, and that means a storm is coming. He talking junk.
Right.
He's saying if Kenny Beachman on the premises, he going to get at him again.
When?
Huh?
This is when? This weekend or weekend after that?
This Saturday at Fayetteville. And he said he's going to do that. What he going to do to Kenny Beachman? He just went. Oh, he went to the deep end. He said he ain't worried about nothing. And they bringing 3 cars. They got a big block conventional head that they dying for. They said if Pink Warrior come up there, they got this car called Something Evil. And they said they'll run on top of them. You know, they got a couple cars that they definitely bringing. And then, like Grown Folks said, he got the G-Body car. He got a conventional head G-Body and stock suspension. He said he ain't worried about nobody with a G-Body. Oh, yeah. He said they ain't got nothing for him. Yep. He said he'll be there. He gonna run in that class and everything. He looking for somebody. You know,
so what's the rules
on
that? What's the rules on the class? Is it 28 to 29 or just 28?
28 and 20. And the rules is I don't care. Long you come stock suspension, whatever you got, you got. That's how we was letting them go. We let them get in there and say, hey, go ahead. It's no problem.
I think it's better that way, too, because that way, I mean, if you're a real grudge racer and it's free entry, what do you have to lose?
There you go.
You know,
I
wouldn't care if somebody came with a pro
class is a little different. Now, the stock block class is a little different. The stock block class over there they have over there is you know, small blocks, stock block. And they had a rule on that. I'll let him get on there later on. He'll explain it. But that's got to run the quarter mile. You know?
Whoa.
You got to run the quarter
like
mile
that.
With stock block. And that's the deal with that one. They're not going to waste no time. That's $1,500 a win. And right now, I mean, there's a few more cars going there. If it's more than what we think it is, then we just add on more money to it. That one is only a $20 entry fee because we didn't have any sponsor on that one. But we definitely, the other stuff is, we're really gonna try to throw it up and make it big. There's a couple guys that was talking about, will we do a 6-0 class? And I said, you know what, if you guys want to do a 6-0 class, y'all can do it. And whatever
right.
y'all have into got in there, how much you put up, everybody put up, hey, 100% back. That's how, I don't want no parts of it, no no money. All go to the racer. That's how I look at it. Give it back to the racer.
There's
a lot of times you go to these tracks and they take what, almost, well, 60%, I think, of the money that you put in.
That's
not, you know.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, I want the racer to get everything.
Because without the racers, you have no show. Without the fans, you have no show. So you got to take care of both of them. And if they putting up their money, there's no need for someone to take money out of their money. You know what I mean? That they running
mm-hmm.
for.
That
you know, as a racer, we both racers. You know that don't sound right. You know that's like we paying the race.
Yep, and and you try to help out the race. You know, and I know. I mean, by the time you rent the track, by the time you pay the purses and everything,
ain't
doing
no
everything
money
else,
made,
you know,
man.
A lot of stuff. It's nothing like you. Everybody think it's some money, man. It's not like that. I mean, just for us, right now on the track alone, we're gonna have $20,000 out there already. And you know what I mean? You gotta try to get that back.
Easy, right?
You know?
You done gave that money away. Now you're trying to hope you get it back. You know, at the end of the day, you might break even, but you know they don't. People, but I tell you like this. A lot of people, you might think a lot of people think we make a lot of money doing it and the promoters make a lot, but they know they not, because if they thought it was like that, everybody be trying to do it. You don't see a lot of people trying to do it.
I know people that started out and call themselves promoting, went out there, and they turned around and they ain't promoting no more. They said, man, heck with that. He said, I got everybody mad at me. I know a person told me, he said, he got everybody mad at me. I said, why? He said, man, we couldn't pay that person. We didn't have enough money coming. I said, you got to be prepared in case. That you turn around, you don't have, you've got to be prepared to lose. You can't turn around and think that you're going to make it all the time. So you got to be prepared
like
to have
race.
That money there. Yeah.
It's just like a grudge race. You got to have that DP money up. And the DP money is that if you have in the purse, you have that money up front, you got to have your track run up front, and now you got to try to win that money back, and that's putting on a show. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't put on a good show, you lose.
Who you tell them? I done did it already, so I know. I've been there one time, so I know. I went in there trying to make a good show, make everything right. When I walked in there, when I left the gate, I was $2,000 short in my pocket. I mean, that wasn't even I didn't even get to bet nobody. I was just losing the money, paying out everybody. But, at least they can't say that somebody owe you. You owe somebody.
Right.
Everybody's taken care of. I was happy, and that was it. I said, wow. But here we go. But, if you want to stay on Wickenburg, because I got a few more mics.
Okay.
Everybody's been sitting there, and I'm going to open up some of these mics because I know these are guys. And if you got anything else to say, you can say right now if you want to.
Yeah.
You know,
I
got
go
anything
on
you got going
now.
On?
Nah, that's about it.
All right.
Go ahead. All right.
Okay. 347-9810. Your mic's open. 347. 5810, your mic's open.
What's up, Joe? This is Bin Laden, Sam.
What's going on, Bin Laden? This is my man pretty good. They got the Brooklyn barbecue going on at Island Dragway, right?
Yep.
All right.
This Saturday, hopefully.
You want to talk a little bit about it?
It's going to be a couple things. It's just, what do you call it? I'm going to have the stock block power adder class going.
Okay.
28s, stock block, any power adders, doesn't matter. only come with a 28 and a stop block.
Mm-hmm.
Head up, big blocks get the break. The big blocks give the break to the small block, stock block.
Okay.
To the eight, $50
mm-hmm.
buy-in.
Okay.
And winner take all. And you have a blackout performance, stand on and putting out 100. Exit
and
11,
don't forget
Mike,
me, I got
100.
You on 200.
And you got in the 10-0, the no time 10-0, the clock's off 10-0 class, right?
Either one you want, I put whatever $200 to whatever class you want.
You got it. I'll put 101. And you got 100 in the stock block and the no time 10-0. That's
okay.
The clock's off on the 10-0 class. That's the quarter mile.
Okay.
There's about, let me see, stock block class so far, I think there's 12 or 13 cars in.
Okay, nice.
I'm going to be running that. $50
mm-hmm.
buy-in. Winner take all with the sponsors here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And the 10-0 is, let's see, so far I'm going to put 100 in for myself. I got Charlie D's Auto and Long Island putting in 200 on the 10-0.
Mm-hmm.
And the track said if the money is good at the gate, they're throwing in on the winners too.
Okay, great.
So if Melissa, the track owner, likes what she sees at the gate money, she's throwing in money on the winners.
You just call me or whatever, and what I do is you just tell me. I'll send somebody up there with the money. Either way, you know. Matter of fact, Billy G's right out here, so I can take care of him. I'll take care of him, and then you go
sounds
ahead.
Good,
whatever you want to put it on.
Yeah, whatever you want. It's okay. I'll pay if I have to. I'll pay it out of my pocket. When I see you, I see you.
No, I'm good. I'll take care of it. I want to show my support too. You know, we already both of us had the same day on the same thing. It's kind of rough, but hey,
I understand.
I'm showing my support. You do me, I don't mind doing you.
I don't have no problem with that, Joe. It's just I'm doing this just to have the two Brooklyn barbecues. Me and G decided to put the two Brooklyn barbecues, bring them to the track, and have fun there. Well, I'm not looking to make no money. Like you said, I was listening to you about the promoting thing. She and track owner was like, oh, you want to rent the track and this and that. I was like, look, I don't want nothing to do with it. I'll just have the cars come, try to promote it, and bring the cars there. I don't want nothing from you. I would like to help out the track because they've been closed for almost all last year
mm-hmm.
of money problems. So I said, look, we'll promote the track. We'll have some fun and whatever it is. Barbecue.
Now, what do you think about this here? Just like I had a thing over there with me. An issue just came up with this 28x29s, and it's going to be $4,000. $4,000 a win. Now, you tell me, what is the problem? Now, free entry fee, and you got somebody that's going to turn around and ask for money to get there.
Shit. Not worried. I won't pay shit. I'll bring my car now. Can I get paid for it? That's how it's going to be. Everybody's going to be like that. Nah.
That's
you build
ridiculous.
Your car to go
you're
out
giving,
there and have some
you're giving
fun.
It free already.
Yeah.
You're giving it free.
Go have some fun.
They got a chance to win. And you got a guy that thinks he's a superstar. I hate to say it, but you got him like
that.
There's
no superstars around here. There's no superstars here.
No. I'm out there. Listen, I'll stick with the little guy. He's more appreciative. I don't need the other guy. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, Mr. Crunch says, we'll be the bugs. We'll stay the bugs. I don't want to be a big dog.
Yep.
We'll keep bugs.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
That's it.
Keep it all
that.
Yeah. If you want to come have
that's
some
how
fun,
I look at it.
Come have some fun.
Yeah.
If you don't want to have fun,
you
think about money. Go join John Force or somebody.
You know what? They go to these other places, and I'm going to tell you the God honest truth. And this comes from what I know for a fact. They go to these big races, and then they try to qualify. They pay all this money to get in it, and they don't even qualify the person. And then all of a sudden, they ain't asked them for the money back, and ain't nobody giving them the money to get there. But they're all right with that.
It's like the bracket racing and index racing and all that stuff. You know, I go out with the guys with the 850, the 10-0, 1150.
you know, what do you call it? One of our guys, a couple of months ago, he won number two. He was a I forgot what it was. He got $400-something with it. $400-something.
Yeah.
He was happy as shit.
And they're happy with it. You know what I'm saying?
It cost them more than that to come to the track.
Yeah.
But you know what? He won. He
yep.
got somewhere. He didn't get eliminated right away. He made it to the fourth,
yeah.
fifth round or something, whatever it was. He got $450, and he was happy.
Yeah. And meanwhile,
but he was
racing with me. Yeah, and meanwhile, you give somebody else something like this here, you give them a chance to a free entry fee and get $4,000, and you still want to cry? Come on now.
Yeah. Mike Hills, you have Mike Hills race. Yeah, you got to pay $10,000 to get in, $5,000, $2,000, whatever it is, $5,000. Deal with different buy-ins. I don't know who could afford that right now. The buy-in on those kind of races, but. Shit, 50.
Yeah.
Yours is free. Mine is gonna be $50 to buy it.
Yeah,
I win a couple of dollars.
Yeah, the stock block we're gonna turn around and it's $1,500 to win. And, it's $20 entry fee. That's it.
Sure, that's great. That is great.
Yeah. You know, I'm saying to myself, what is wrong with those odds, there? You know, you got guys that will cry, but you know what? That stock block, those guys ain't crying. They're happy for it. They're can't believe it. Now the other guys
shit, that's
why about,
that's why I
want
to build
stuff?
A stock block. I want
yeah.
to build a stock little car, the stock block car, just to ride, just to have fun with.
Oh yeah, and
you saw me that day at Echo.
Oh yeah, don't doubt. My whole thing is some of these guys that got these big cars. Don't get me wrong. I turn around and go with a smaller tire car now. Going up, they're having more fun with the smaller tire cars or whatever.
Mm.
You know,
both my cars are small tires, but the other one is not fun no more.
Yeah,
my black one is not fun no more.
Yeah, no, I understand.
You know, now my stock block, the one I got now, I'm having fun. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, you can go around, make rounds, and don't worry about it. Don't need a whole bunch of people to help you out.
Nope.
That's what it's about.
You saw me. I'm by myself. I shot myself in, turn on the power, check the tires, and go.
it's the best
feeling yet.
Oh, yeah.
If I don't want to get to the thing, I get in the car and drive around the neighborhood a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a lot of the guys like that. They're all talking about it. They're all happy about it. You know, now suddenly ask me. Now, this is so funny because Piedmont and all the rest of it. Would you do a class, a 6-0 class? I said, well, you know, what the normal payouts would be. And they told me how much it was. I was like, huh? He said, yeah, we had like 20 cars in the bracket. I said, each one of the guys put 70. I said, well, if you did something like that, Dad, why don't you go half the thing? I said, and I'll just say 100% back. I don't want none of it.
Yeah.
Put it towards the races.
The 6-0 class?
Yeah, the
6-0 class. Like a 10.
And, you know, to the 8 miles, 6-0 to the 8.
Yeah, it's like 10.50.
Yeah. They asked me about that. I said, yeah, you can turn around there. I said, I don't mind doing that. If you guys want to do it, go ahead. He said, you mean to tell me we get to keep the rest? I said, yeah. I got no problem with that. That's how I look at it. I have no problem. I don't think it should go on the back of the race's back anyhow.
That's like a 9.50. 6-0 is like a 9.50 class.
Yeah, like a 9.50, 9.60 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? If you guys turn around, if you guys put $40 a piece in, guess what? I don't care. Whatever it is, it is. Whatever you want, that's your part.
You go around, you're having fun.
Yeah, and so now they actually called me up, and I'm waiting for everybody to call me back, see how many they got, and go from there. And meanwhile, on August 2nd, I just want to make sure I put it out there. I know a couple guys that were talking about they wanted to go to Budge Creek. A lot of guys like to go on the bus and relax and have a good time and all that. Some of them, you know, don't like to drive. Well, the one bus is already full, but we're going to have another bus now. So if anybody needs a ride and stuff, just get in touch with me, and I'll definitely let them know for August 2nd, because I know we got one bus full.
What's going on in Bus Creek August 2nd?
August 2nd, that's the big grudge fest of me and Larry T. After dark.
I'll most definitely be there.
Okay.
I want my
I don't know if you heard, but HD's running John Eskew that day. Troublemaker's running, what's his name, Mac. You know, all those races locked in. Sniper's got his new car, the Camaro. He's running Tony Wright. They're locked in. Oh, man, they got everything. I think it's Kenny Beachman's running Scoop. We got, when I say races locked in, I got to look up all the races. I got to put them all on the rope because that's how many races. It's just like, it's a major hitters. It's a major good run. Some little guys run. So it's going to be a lot of stuff going on. You know, I got a couple of guys that's coming from Chicago that said they're bringing their cars, and they're looking to do
any,
it.
Any stock block on motor coming?
Oh, we might have the Buick boys because they were all over me up there in Indiana. I don't know if you've seen the little video they put out on me. Oh, they was all over me. Golly.
they
were trying to run my son's car. I was like, you know, I can't run that car right there. It's a little too light for me. And basically, they got the Buick boys has got like four cars.
All right. And
they don't mind racing.
All right, I got a couple looking for you. We're gonna go find them.
Okay, we got. When I say how many cars are coming, we got the guys from down south coming. We got a lot of guys. I got one guy from Florida. I can't say he don't want me to say nothing yet. We gotta wait, but he's gonna be locking in somebody real soon.
All right, sweet deal.
I think it'll probably be this weekend, and it'll be for August 2nd. I mean, I know I missed a lot of the names that the people who are locked in, but I'll tell you, guys, telling me that they're sitting in their car after Fayetteville here, when we go to Fayetteville, some of the guys, they're sitting in their car. They're not even taking them out no more. They're waiting until August 2nd. That's how bad it is. It done got to a point where everybody's coming. They say, we doing this, and we're going to get the run to 12 o'clock at night, you know. We got a DJ there, a live DJ, so if you know, your wife or kids want to come there, they can hear the DJ.
I'll leave Friday night if I have to, right after work.
Yeah, basically, you know, even if you want to leave on Saturday and just stay out there for all Saturday night. We also raffle on off the 50-50 raffle, and the second prize will be a TV, a big screen TV.
It's on Sunday. The first prize is on a Sunday.
No, it's on a Saturday. August 2nd
right.
is going to be on a Saturday.
Okay.
So, you know, and then we just come back on Sunday. So, you know, I mean, you can get there at 10 o'clock or whatever, and it's no problem, you know.
I'm making a family weekend thing.
Oh, yeah. That's
for the wife here.
Well, that's what we're doing.
We're going on a little vacation.
I'll tell you right now. Look, these girls, they went last time, and they were talking about it because I guess, you know, everybody was out there. The music was playing. They loved that. And they were doing this line dance, and they were like, man, we going. We can't wait to go. I said, all right, no problem. I said, well, I got the DJ there, and we'll be there till 12 o'clock at night. So they're going to have plenty of fun, and we'll be doing the raffle, the 50-50 raffle, and just don't throw away your ticket because second prize will be the TV. So
I'm going to have your son buy me the raffle ticket.
Yeah, I know. I'm up there thinking about it myself.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. But, just hold right on because I'm going to open up a couple more mics. I got to see a couple of people over here waiting. And
right.
I'm going to open up a mic, but if you got anything else to say, you can be able to tell anybody, you know, whatever you want. If you remember anything, go ahead and break right on in. 443-8780, your mic's open. 443-8780, your mic's open. I guess it's not there. All right, I'm going to open up another mic. 708. 6369, your mic's open.
Long Island, Joe, what up?
What's going on? What's going on? How's everything?
Hey, what's going
on,
Joe?
I was there for this Cadillac.
Oh, Cadillac, what's going on? How's everything?
Everything's good, man. Just tuning into the show, man. Been listening for a while, enjoying the program.
Hey, I didn't hear you.
I'll tell you what, Cadillac. I know on the 26th, you know, everybody's been talking, and I've been looking at the videos and everything going on, and had that guy Tony talking and Pete, everybody up there ready, and if everything gets all right after this doctor's appointment, when I go to the doctor's, and he say, cut me loose, I'm coming up there, and I'm going to try to cut loose myself.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to tell you like this here. It's already done. You all right, man. Stop playing, man. Don't,
well,
man, you already know you're going
to
be on your way.
To travel. If they let me travel, if they let me travel after the 26th, see, they put this they got a four prongs of things that they got to put in me, and they said
yeah.
It moves with your organs, and that's the only thing I got to make sure that they told me I ain't got to be laying on my back or, you know, sitting there. Because if I can turn around and just get up there, like I was telling my son, I said, look, we might have to get somebody else a ride, and I might have to turn around and take the plane. Because I sure want to come. I ain't going to lie to you. I sure want to come out there because I got to try two people. I promised them, and I don't like to go back on nothing when I said I was going to go, you know. So I said I want to try this. And then I'll go back.
I heard you. Well, I'm going to claim it like this here. Ain't nothing going to be wrong with you be able to travel.
All right. That's what I'm hoping. I've been praying.
You be able to trek. Just tell the Lord, man, I need to do this. It's already
yes,
done.
Sir.
You believe in him. You got faith. It don't take nothing but a mustard seed, brother. Come on with it. If you ain't feeling
good,
get on that flight. Make a flight. That's all. Make a flight.
Mm-hmm. I just got to get the car out there. So I just want to get the car there. Once I get the car there, I'll get there.
Man,
I'm
we can get the car
there,
man. You know too many
all
people.
Right.
We can get the car there, man. We family on this channel here. We can get it there. You want it there. Ain't no problem.
Yeah. All right, because I'm showing up. I ain't going to lie to you. I promised everybody, and I said I was going to do it. I will promise that I said I'm going to come there to run. I'm coming. I'm not going to turn around. When I said I'm going to race somebody, I'm going to race them. I'm not going to back off it. I want to do it. And that's what I really said I want to do it. And so far, that's all you hearing. And I ain't going to lie to you. Everybody's been talking about, man, what you going to do? You going down there? You know? And
well, like
I'm
I say,
trying.
It's all up to the good Lord. The will, if he says your will is his will, then you'll be there. But you got to take care of you first, though. You got to take care of you
that's
first.
True.
This drag race will come second, man. It don't come first. And what you were saying earlier, a lot of people don't understand, man. They figure that you're supposed to put racing first. Racing never come before family and you. Never.
No.
This here is a sport. This is a toy. It's all this is, an expensive toy, a hobby. Everybody got a hobby. You got drag cars. You got race cars. You got airplanes. Everybody got a hobby. It costs money. Sometimes you can't do what you want to do because you got that bill coming up. Which one are you gonna do? Play with the toy and sit outside, or you gonna pay the bill and then wait to play with the toy later? I'm gonna wait and play with the toy later.
That's it. I agree with
that's
you.
That's the
way
I can. That's it, man. But I look forward to seeing you, man. I'm gonna pray for you, man, so you can come on up. If you don't, we gonna see. We got another race, Donye race. If you're not able to make it, but we gonna say you're gonna make it to this one.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think we're going to make it. And like I said, I'll know by the 17th. I promise you on y'all show, when that show is, you're going to hear me call in. And I'm going to tell you. I know right away. I'll say, well, I'm going or not, I'll make it. And
I'm going to claim it for you. You coming. You're going to call me and tell me you're on your way.
I definitely want to. I want to be able to do it just like I did last time when I came. I want
to be
able to tell.
But you got to claim it though, Joe. You got to claim this, man. You got to claim it. You got to say in Jesus' name, I'm on my way, man. I'm on my way. Because without him, we can't do nothing, man. So hey, I'm gonna be there with the good Lord willing. I'm gonna be there. That's it. Claim it. That's it. Don't leave it in the middle for error.
That's
all I'm saying.
I'll tell you, that's what happened with me last time. And I said, good Lord, spare me, I'm coming. And we end up making it. I was like, I remember the radio show was on. And I was like, maybe, I don't know, maybe 5 hours away from there. And I said, I said, they don't even know. Gunner didn't really know that I was going to be there that early. I said, man, we here.
That's what we want to hear, bro.
And like I
from
said,
the bottom, now we're here. I hear you, Joe.
Yeah, like I said, I told
them
you guys, Tony.
Hey, them viewers going to be here waiting on you, though. They're going to be here waiting on you. I'm going to let you know, Joe.
I know. Listen, and you want to hear something funny, though? That Gold Buick was talking all that junk, and he was saying all of his stuff, but he wanted to pick on that like that with that small car. Now I'm coming in. Now they want to throw a big block. They want to throw that big block Buick on it. But now they, come on now, I'm a small block. Now, come on, they should be able to do that small block, right or wrong.
So you got whatever makes the boat float. If you got a small, if you got a big, whatever one you get in the ring with, just hope you got enough. Because I'm a big block guy. I don't care about no small block. I don't care nothing about no small block.
Right.
If he beat me, he
just beat me.
I went to the store and bought what I wanted.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going up there. If everything work out like I'm supposed to, and I win them first two, I'm going to kill Dancer. Then I'm going to try to see Rudolph. Then I'm going to try to kill Rudolph. Y'all like, I'm going to tell the viewing boys they ain't going to have no Christmas when I leave there. That's how I look at it. I'm going to kill Dancer first.
You know how
the reindeers up there supposed to be pulling Santa Claus sled? Well, they ain't going to have no reindeers no more.
Well, you making a tall order now. I don't know.
You watch. I'm telling you.
I'm going to watch. I want to see this. I want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there so I can watch it.
Look, they told me don't mess with the other boy before, too. I ain't going to lie. They told me, your son ain't going to run that car. Gunner say, I bet you $100. Y'all ain't going to go near him. He went out there, they ran around the town. They didn't believe he was going to do it. And he ran and he won. I said, man. But you know what? My man, what's his name? My man that shoot the DVD. Wait till I see him.
Which one?
What the heck is it?
Cal City Ghetto Cal?
What his name is?
Cal City Cal?
No, he shoots the DVDs all the time. What's his name? Oh, gosh, I don't forgot his name. He shot the DVD
Tyson.
With the Buick boys on it. He be with Gunner and them all the time.
Oh, you talking about Shakedown.
Yeah, well, you know what? I can't wait to see him. I'm going to tell him, you put that junk out there with the Buick boys, but you didn't show him that we won the other two races earlier than that. And you thought we was going to lose. And he listened to his video when he was talking about the video. You can listen to him when he said, boy, this motor sound real good. Talking about the ground in town. And boy, Long Island Joe done got it this time and all this. And then when he talking about what happened at the end of the race. What happened? I want to see him interview us at the end again over here. When we get there, I promise you, I'm going right there. I'm going to run Tony right off the trailer. Like I said, neither one of us make a pass. We go right out there and go run. Then after Tony, I guess it's going to be, what's his name, Puerto Rican Pete?
Yeah.
Let's try that, too. Let's try both of them. And then if I knock Puerto Rican Pete off, I guess we got to go see one of the Buicks. See if we can go kill Dancer.
They say dear meat sweet. we're going to find out who's sweet or not. We're going to find out.
Yeah, they said. They say deer meat is sweet. I'm telling you. Reindeer. I can't wait.
Ooh-wee. All right.
Yeah,
we're going to find out what happened, man. We're going to find out. You talking a lot of good stuff now. You talking it.
No. The one thing about it, though, every time I said I was coming up there, I said I'm going to do something, I made the kids run off the trailer. I know they ain't never did it before. But I made them come off the trailer just to try it out. Let's go out there. I said, we came this far. We're either going to win or lose. Let's go on out. And that's what happened. Each one of them, it wasn't just one driver that day. One was the oldest one that drove first, and then there was the youngest one that drove second. So we're going to do the same thing again. We're going to come out there. We're going to go right off the trailer.
Are you and Dan going to go right off the trailer?
Dance ain't going to go up the trailer. Dance ain't got no heart, so you know how he is. Dance is going to make 100 passes. You know how he is. He got to make 100 passes. But I know Tony going to go off the trailer with the black Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to definitely go up the trailer, so, you know, that ain't no problem. He already said already, as soon as we get in there, we got to go. I said, all right, we going to do it.
Now, what car you going to run Tony with?
The Vega.
The Vega, okay.
Mm-hmm. Tony, well, Tony's going to run the Vega against him. Yep. And then, you know, that's how I'm going to run them. Definitely going out there in small tire, 10-0 tire, nothing crazy. Just going to try it. He going to win
all
the way.
Mm-hmm. That's all it takes. Somebody going to win.
Yeah, we're gonna see what happens. All I want to see is see my man Detroit Hood TV. That's who it is. I want to see the video.
Yeah, Detroit Hood,
I want to see what he got to say after that one. Definitely. I'm trying to bring a couple more cars if I can. I'm going to see what happens. You know, if everything works out.
Well, it's going to be some engaging going on now.
Oh, yeah.
There should be
no problem
getting a date.
I heard little Tony supposed to be running one of the Buick boys.
Yeah,
I heard that one too. So, yeah, no, I'll be there. If everything, like I said, it take a lot for me not to go. So,
I'm gonna be with you.
All right, thank you.
I'm gonna put in a good prayer for you so you can make it on in.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I tell you what, the prayers did work on me. I ain't gonna lie. I'll be telling a lie. Everybody can tell. Everybody that prayed for me, boy, people can say what they want to say, but man, I believe it really did. It did its thing. It helped me out.
Oh yeah, prayer worked, bro. Prayer worked.
Oh yeah.
Man, without God, we couldn't do nothing, man. I'm a prime believer of that.
Yeah, when I say I was down and out. Yeah, well, I can tell you. When I say I was down and out, but. Hey,
you was down, but you wasn't out. Thought you was out, but you wasn't out. Thought you was out. You wasn't out.
Yeah, you felt. Yeah,
he got the last say, so he already know what's going to happen before you do. The only thing you got to do is call on him. That's all you got to do. Have your faith. Call on him.
Yeah,
one thing about it, he'll answer now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree on that.
Faith, that's 100 right there, bro. All right, well, man, I just wanted to let you know I was on the show, man, supporting you, man. Appreciate you, man. You got good topics, man. Keeping 100.
Okay.
When you get to Michigan, you got a whole lot to handle.
I'm going to bring my barbecue grill out there so I can just put dance on there and start cooking him. Turn him around a little bit.
You're going to put the grill on till dance come over
and cook something. Yeah, I'm going to simmer him. I'm going to make sure of that. He gonna put that video out like that. He gonna have to show me now. He gonna have to show me. Same way with Tony, but you know Tony and them already said you can't run nobody else when you get here. You gotta run me first. I said, all right, no problem. That's what's going on.
It is what it is, man. Okay, I tell you, get out. Whoever want to be first, first one in line, the first one got that challenge.
Yeah.
Can't say next.
First one get his head chopped.
Head on your head,
all right, next.
That's it. Next.
Yep. I'm gonna run. I'm gonna keep running that night until I run out of gas. That's how I feel.
If I keep winning,
I'm gonna keep going. Ain't none of that junkie. You know how some people only run one time and they gotta win nothing and they ready to pack it up. No.
No.
I'm gonna keep running. I'm acting like a bracket car.
We gonna run till the night get in, so we can't run no more.
Well, I'm definitely see you, Cadillac Joe. And thanks for calling.
All right, man.
All right. What do you think about that topic there, Cadillac?
Man, that topic was on the money, man. I said that.
You think that you should have to pay somebody if they talking about they acting like that I should give them money and they getting a free entry fee for try to win $4,000? And meanwhile they want to turn around, they want some gas money? Come on.
You don't deserve nothing.
That's what I had to tell
him. You know, with us, man, we special. Some of us think we special than others. But really,
when
you go to the mother shows, man, you go in there and spend way more money than you spend with your brother, and they don't give you nothing. They don't even give you a sandwich. Not a sandwich, but a sandwich. They don't give you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even say thank you.
No, you're 100%
right. They say, man, they put up on the board, we got another show coming. When you coming.
That's
it.
it.
That's it, man.
And you ain't paying nothing and you still want something, man? Come on. You got a chance at all this money and you still want me to give you something for coming? Man, come on now. Can't do that.
Yeah,
now, if you down on your luck, something happened and you had a misfortune, then that's maybe another story depending on who you are and you know how that go, but just GP.
You know what? Now, there's no doubt about it. Now, I can tell you something. You had my show and something happened that was something really bad. I'm going to try to help you regardless right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how I feel. I don't want to see no man. And everybody know, like, I don't like to talk about it, but a couple people has been down on their luck that done wrecked a car over there. We reach in our pocket. Me and Larry T are reaching our pocket and say, hey, here you go, man. Listen, man, I'm something to help you out at least. That's how
right.
it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be.
That's
I'm not
exactly
supposed
how it's supposed to be,
walk
man.
Out there and don't have nothing.
Right.
That's how it should be.
Well, but like I say, man, everybody wants something for nothing, man.
You can't
give them the world and they still want something. Still want
mm-hmm.
something.
Yeah.
You know, so
okay.
hey, man. All right, then, Joe, I'm on here. I'm listening, man. I got the mute button on. I'm listening to you.
Okay. All right, Cadillac. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, then.
Okay, take care. Okay.
Right.
Bye-bye. Okay, I got open up another mic here. 910-1058. Your mic's open. Hello.
How's it going, Jeff?
Not bad.
Hey.
How's everything? How you doing?
Oh, everything's good. Everything's good down here in North Carolina. Waiting for the weekend, man.
Yeah. I think a lot of my guys are saying the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's
all. It's all. I tell you. I was listening to you guys, and yeah, and you and I, anybody that's dealt with boating races, know the majority of the time it's not for the money, it's for the love of racing and fellowship.
Yeah. You know, they think you're making so much, and then you turn around and you start looking at them pots, start adding up everything out there.
Right.
Tell me what
and,
you got.
And you know, it's kind of hard. You know, wish we could pay everybody and give a little something, you know. To do something, but you know, if we get a threat of rain, that might scare off 30% of your spectators, but no one looks at that, and that person is still looking to get paid. They don't care how much money you lose. You know,
look, I did a show at Kingston one time and walked home with less money in my pocket, and my boss said, "Why you do that for?" That's the one thing they can say. We didn't pay them.
That's right.
You know?
Man, are you worried?
No, that's
you know,
what I want to be.
You know, I think a lot. That's where a lot of our promoters, you know, we've had a number of promoters. We're very choosy about who we let do events we work with. And, you know, you've always been a man of your word, just as, you know, just like us. We always know that you can't count on gate money. You know, as far as paying someone, I think that's where a lot of them fall short at, is they count on the gate money. They already promised all this money out. And then when there's a poor show, a poor attendance, then they can't pay. And then that person, whoever they're supposed to pay, you know, that reflects back on the track also. And then you got them not coming to your future events just because of that promoter, you know.
Oh, yeah,
so,
bad mouth.
I mean, you know.
Like they said, bad. A bad mouth will get around quick, boy. I mean,
it does.
Bad word gets around real fast.
It does.
You don't want to have that.
And your shows never disappoint. You know,
I try not to. You know,
rough.
I'm trying to make sure everybody has their fair shake and everybody gets their nice runs in. And you try to accommodate people. I don't even care. I have been to a track and the person broke. And that God honest truth, and he was already supposed to be in the run, and he already put his $100 up. But, you know, yeah, somebody cry, and it was kind of like I was like, man, I felt bad for the guy. Man, I gave his $100 back, and then later on, you know, 2 weeks later, I turned around and said, well, the money wasn't really what I needed, you know, the money ain't right. Man, I didn't have to give your money back.
Right.
I said, ain't this some junk? I said, I want to know where you can go somewhere and pay $100 to win $4,000. Meanwhile, now we turn around, we're doing it for free, no entry fee, and to win $4,000. You tell me. And, you know, you can't win. You cannot win sometimes. You ain't going to please everybody. And I found that out.
You know, that's like a lot of older people, like the older people say, the more you do, the more people expect.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, we got a lot of things going on, a lot of racing going on. I mean, you know how I do. I love Fayetteville. I always did. I liked it because no curfew, man. You can ride at nighttime and nice and cool just right when you want to race when it's in the summertime, and that's perfect. And that's one reason why I like going to Fayetteville.
I guys look forward to seeing you every time we say, yeah, but Long Island Joe and his crew's coming. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, I was talking to our concession lady the other night. She's like, oh, yeah. She said, she loves it when you guys come because y'all get big.
Yeah, you look. Is that the one that you got me in trouble with the T-shirt? He said I owed a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got to see if I got a T-shirt so I can bring him to it.
You might have better have Larry to trick you some off a few.
I mean, get her a T-shirt because they said I owe her a T-shirt. I said, oh, man. I'm sorry, this. I didn't know. I thought he. I'm blaming Dexter. I'm blaming you, Dexter. I ain't gonna lie.
You let me out.
I thought he had got the T-shirt. I ain't know.
Oh yeah, I got that. I'm sorry, but I couldn't take that bullet for you. I let him know.
Okay. Nah, everything's good though. It could be good. I know a lot of guys have done told me this. They're gonna try to make it. Got their things going on. You know, and you know, I mean, it's a lot of things going on. You know how it goes, but
this time of year, there's usually a lot of events running up against each other. You know, we try not to do that down here with anyone within at least about three hours or so. We try not to schedule an event on top of an event that's similar or likewise. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of an unwritten law, you know, it's a courtesy law. You know, but
it happens. It's one of those things that just go ahead and pray over and keep it moving.
I mean, I just hated that you got some up close by you. We won't get to see your whole crew this time.
You won't see them, but let me tell you something. I got a lot of the ones coming with me, Weavy, the whole bit, their whole crew, they coming. I got G Money, right. He coming. I got some stuff coming. Trust me on that.
Okay,
you know,
that's what's going on.
I'm bringing some people.
I think the horses better be ready. We got some boys ready in cot form. You know, we got Lester Cooper's going to run James Stevens on the Camaro, and that's going to be a good one. You know, Lester, he's got that. He also got a pro stock. He runs ADRL with PDRL with. He's going to have that out there Saturday and Sunday. He's going to have his yellow. He's going to run him on his yellow Mustang. That's a 5-speed. So I love to hear them go down the track.
now tell me something. How about the Duster there?
The Duster, man, he's waiting for JC. That's who he personally asked for JC at one test and tune. I let him know what was going on about 2 months ago, what we had coming up, and he personally asked. For the horseman, and JC Richardson.
Well,
so
I'm hearing now JC is supposed to be all right. The car's supposed to be fixed. So I think y'all might get what y'all asked for.
He's coming down dirty south. You know how it gets.
I know it gets a little dirty.
Yeah, we got Tracy Cockman. Tracy Cockman is going to be on. He's going to be driving two cars out there today. We got Competition Auto, the Turbo, and he's going to have we call her Brandywine. It's a 28-inch car. He's going to have it ready. He's got it ready. He said he's going to be out there. Matter of fact, he wants from north and south. You know, he's calling Lester out. He wants Lester on the Mustang. So I let Lester know, and he said, you know, they could do it. They can get down. So we're going to see what happens there, either on the 12th or the 13th. So that's going to be a – we got some nice races lined up. And, We've been getting a lot of good feedback as far as the stop block and all that stuff goes. So, you know, I think it's going to be – it's always a real good show. You always – whenever you come down, it's a good show. You know, somebody asked me, you know, what's the deal with Long Island Joe? I said, you know, Long Island Joe's a hardworking man. I mean, he carries influence because he's a man of his word. A man of his word, I mean, that takes you farther than any amount of dollars can. So –
We come down there. We gotta do this here show, and I don't want to promise nobody something and come across it. If you don't have enough people there, if we say we're gonna have it, we're gonna do it. That's how it's gonna be.
That's right. I mean, you know, we want to enjoy ourselves too, don't we, Joe?
Yeah.
whether it's a good turnout or not, you know, there's a certain amount of money we're willing to lose, but not.
Yeah. Yeah. The stock block, you know, I ain't going to lie to you, the stock block is $1,500 a win and $20 entry fee. And like I said, you know, it is what it is. We're going to let them go ahead and go out there and cut loose. The 29s versus the 28s. I remember they were talking. Now I got to talk to them really good because I want to make sure what they said with that. Because I'm pretty sure with the 29s and the 28s, the 29s had to get the 28s the back tire if you ran 29s on your car. That's what
I'm thinking that's just going straight up go for what you know. If I'm not mistaken, you know.
Do you think it was? It don't matter if you're 29s or 28s.
I don't think it matters if it, you know, it don't matter if you got 29. So you got an opportunity
okay,
to throw a
okay.
29 on your car if you want to. You know, that's on you. If you, you know, and actually, there's some cars that run better on 28s.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen cars that run better on 28s.
You know how it is. Whatever how the horsemen and all of us is all say together. I got no problem. Like they said, majority rules. Ain't no one person a dictator. You know, that's one thing about how the crew is. It don't matter.
Yeah.
Everybody has decided, and that's it. It'll work out that way.
I've actually seen, you know, we do a cancer event every year, and we do a streetcar shootout, 10-inch tire streetcar shootout, and the guys protested the guy because he had 29s on. You know, and so he goes, he sues off and goes and get 28 and put on it. And guess who won?
Yeah, he did. Okay. We got to tell them about this 50-50 raffle now we're doing, too.
The 50-50 raffle we're doing is for the Friends of the Cancer Center, the Cape Valley Friends of the Cancer Center. We do a race every year. We've been doing it for the last 8 or 9 years. It goes to the Friends of the Cancer Center because this money, it goes straight to help families with their light bill. It buy wigs, you know, it help with transportation, you know, it goes straight to them. It's not going into a fund where you don't know where it's going. This is going straight into the Friends of the Cancer Center, straight directly to help. So, you know, it's not going to help some, I mean, it don't go get put into a fund, you know, only a small percentage is getting really out to help anybody. 100% of this is going straight to help families out. And the 50-50 raffle, we're doing this in honor of you, Joe, and we hope we can get you down. You said you hope you can make it down September 13th. We'd love to have you. Hey, I tell you what, I'll give you gas money. How about that? Since, you know, we all...
I'll promise you, because listen, I said, you know what I'm going through, so... I don't want a wig, though, but...
but I tell you what,
I'm
Joe, you know...
I don't want a wig, but I'm going to be there. I promise
you that. It's my favorite event at the track, to tell you the truth. You know, we do a walk that morning. That's $10. They register to walk out. They do a laps around the track however many times they want to. We have motorcycle clubs. We do a ride. We usually have a foot brake race and a 10-inch tire race along with it. But actually, I'm going to tell you the truth, I enjoy the walk more so than anything. You see survivors out there. We had a survival walk, and I've seen some out there in a wheelchair, you know, and I see a family member push them. I've seen them, like, go for at least 4 or 5 miles. Now, that's inspiration right there, you know. When you see, you know, you just go ahead and, you know, the fighters, the true fighters to the end, and, you know, that's inspiration to me, you know. And I've seen a lot of people with this, and they fighters, they fight, you know. And that's an inspiration to anyone who might in the future that might would come down with this, because you know it chooses nobody. I mean, it don't discriminate against anyone. So, you know, our prayers are with you. You know. And you're going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
You got the faith. I heard you talking to faith a while ago, so.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. God comes
I was
first.
Raised
yeah.
up in the church. I know who to call
man.
On. When the things get tough, you got to call on the man.
Hell yeah.
Definitely got to call
mercy.
On.
Yeah, that's right, Joe. But I'm telling you, yeah, that's the 50-50. I tell you, you guys that's listening, I mean, if you're not able to be there, give us some money to buy some tickets. You know, Joe's a man of his word. If that ticket number come out, then that's coming back to you.
Oh, yeah.
It's going most definitely to where it calls. It's going to be donated to the Cape Fear Valley Friends of Cancer Center in Joe, Long Island Joe's name.
Yeah, I tell you, you never realize, and I'm going to tell you, God honestly, you've never smoked a day in my life. And, you know, you always never think it would happen to you. And when
right.
they told me, it was like a shocker. It was like everything standing still. It was like I just dropped, like right there. I mean, it was like the weight just came on you. You would not believe. I was like still in shock.
Right.
I was like, man. And then you start questioning yourself. Why me? What happened? You know what I mean? And you kind of like you fall to the wayside. I hate to say it. You know, you're gonna fall to the side. It's hard to describe it. If you've never been in it, you know, you start questioning. You start, you know, it's almost like questioning God, why me this time? Why this, you know? And, you know, you had to turn around and just take your faith back and say, hey, look, we're going to be all right. He needed me at the time
right.
to get wake up everybody else and let everybody see. It's not one person that can get this. Anybody.
That's right.
Nobody,
exactly.
You know. Exempt from this thing, anybody can have it. Today you can be fine today, and you know, tomorrow
exactly.
you on your back.
It's not. It's this is something that can happen overnight. It don't take it long to develop.
No,
you know,
you know, and the God honest truth, this is something that this came from the lady told me. Said the mind is powerful, so you got to be very careful. And
right.
She said. She wanted me to see a psychiatrist. And she said, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be hard on you. It's going to be a lot of hard things coming down. It's going to be tough on you, everything else. And I said, she said, I can't believe that you were okay. They called me up, the support group. I said, I really appreciate you and appreciate you calling me. And they called my house, you know, and sometimes they'll call cell phone and, you know, which way to make you cheer you up or whatever, trying to do the right thing. And I told him, I have good days and I have bad days. And I said, well, you know what? I said, I learned how to deal with the bad days. And you know, he said, how you do that? I said, you get down on your knees and pray. I said, that's all you have to do. I said, I just call on the good Lord. And I tell you, to get me through certain things, I mean, the older people actually told me some stuff. And you know, they tell you, they said, you know what you got to do? And this is God's honest truth. If it wasn't for something like that, there's some people up there telling me or telling me they're praying for me. That makes you get that second big burst of wind. You feel good. And anybody say it, you know, I can tell you. I'm a living proof of that right now. And I can tell you, I can walk around. And people look at me and, hey, it don't look like nothing wrong with you. You look good, you know. But, you know, it's, you're dealing with it day by day. And so far, I tell you, I'm holding in. And now I feel better. And you feel like, say, I can beat this. The blood pressure, I ain't even on blood pressure medicine or nothing. Stuff dropped down, you know, you stop worrying and start doing all that. And live life a little bit different. You know, but they do play tricks on you, but then you just got to go out on Jesus and say, hey, listen, I need your hand right now. I need you to help me. And that bring me through. And that's the whole thing. That's one of the tricks, and I'm going to tell you. Anybody can tell you, say, go see this here psychiatrist. I don't need to see it. I got my psychiatrist. And that's what's going on right now, and I feel good about it.
Yeah, that's what the devil specializes in, trickery.
Oh, yeah. He moves around now. Mysterious things. You'd be surprised how the devil works, you know?
Oh,
and
man.
The devil work
like,
on me. The devil worked on me hard. You know, he was trying to break to my heart. But you know, don't get me wrong. He had me for a little bit. He had me shaked up. He had me shook up, turned upside down, everything. But I done shook that devil. So you know, so far I try to keep it off my mind, and you know, let them. Like they said, you know, you gonna hear people hate. But that just make you stronger. That make
that's
you
right.
want to do better. And that's all.
That's
you.
Right.
That's what it is. Hey, that's just the devil working in them. I pray for them. You got to
lie right.
on somebody. Hey. And my mother told me, said, listen, it's a good thing when they're talking about you.
Yeah.
Then you got worried when they don't talk about you. That's the bad
yeah,
thing.
That's what, like our preacher said, if the devil ain't messing with you, you're doing something wrong. He already got you.
Yeah, so I feel all right. You know, I'm feeling all right. So basically right now, that's one reason why, like, you know, I mean, I told my son, I said, my little guy, you know, I said, man, you going to ride down there this week? You going to be in, you going? I said, yeah, we going. I said, me and you going to ride. I said, your mom's working. Me and you still going. Don't worry about that. We going. All right.
Road trip.
That's
definitely.
My co-partner right there, you know. He sit on the side of me. He be up there talking with me all the way down, keeping me up. I said, man, I wish he had some license to drive. I give him the wheel. But yes, sir. That's all about it, you know. And that little bond just going between them. You'd be surprised with the kids. I did it with my oldest one, and I'll do it with my youngest one. You get a little bond.
Ooh.
You know, you get a little some things you're together with, and you talk about it. You know, I was a person that didn't want to tell him what's really going on. I didn't want to tell a lot of them because I was scared that, you know, they ain't going to take it right. And
right.
now they, you know, they there, they taking it. So, you know, that's what's going on right now, and I'm happy with it. We moving on. So we all right. We there. We stronger than ever. So I'm definitely gonna beat this one. I feel like I'm gonna win.
But
I'm gonna get to the quarter mile before that devil.
You know, if you remember my man that cooked the hog this year for us.
Uh-huh.
He was having the same battle then. He's having the same fight. He was having it then. And he's like, he said, I want to drive it to the wheels fall off of it, cause.
Oh yeah, you got it. You got to start. You got to start feeling like that. Feel stronger. That's all. You can't turn around, let it
like
down.
Like you said, that mind. You let it get in your mind, like you said, and it'll have a real terrible effect on you. So
yes.
Right. You call on the right one, like you're doing. You'll be good. You'll be all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Dexter, I got a whole bunch of these mics been opening up right now.
Well, that's
but I'm
a good
open
thing,
up
then. I'm going to be on this thing, then. I'll jump in when
okay.
I can fit in.
All right. So you can come on anytime, all right?
Okay.
All right, 336-1773. Your mic's open. 336-1773. Your mic's open. I thought that might have been Austin. I guess his mic is off. All right, well, we go on down to the next one. 773-3490, your mic's open.
Hey, how's it going, Joe? How's it going?
Hanging in there. How you been? How's everything?
Hey, this D-Mesh. Been for half sleep and half listening to the show and wasn't going to even hit the one, but I heard you say something. I'd be hating to get on and turn a drag race show into a church show, but I heard you say something about your illness. They didn't know if I said your little illness. I said that properly. I call it a little illness because I know that man upstairs is able to do all things but say them. And then when you say what you said, I said I hit the one button and holler at you, man. Tell you to keep your head up, keep your prayer going. And it's definitely helpful.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as what he can't do. That's only what he can do. You know, a little quick story right quick. My mom was in that situation. They sent her home. Told her that's all they could do for her. Said, go and have your last few days with your family. Well, he decided to call home 28 years later. So he's able. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
He's able. So yeah. I don't want to hold your show long. I tell you the truth. Because that's my thing. Now, I know I love that more than drag racing. I love racing. But just keep praying.
Oh, yeah.
Keep praying. We're going to pray for you.
All right. Thank you. Now, I'm going to give you a little one for me now. I went inside the hospital. And simple little procedure, and I'm supposed to be out in an hour. And the man gave me the wrong anesthesia. Filled my lungs up, everything. But you know they had the oxygen already pushing on you and they're breathing, so you're breathing. Well, I guess if you bring me to the recovery room, I'm under the anesthesia still. They said I was passing my mama and my sister and my wife and everything. As I'm passing them on the stretcher table, I bridged up, and I was up in like an arch. And now, they didn't know what was going on, so they called out their back, then they called a doctor heavy. So they get all the interns coming running out. They got to come and grab the person. If there's a fight or whatever, they call everybody down. All the men got to come down and help out. Dr. Heavy, they come running. They done jumped on my stomach. Now I had the staples in my stomach. You ain't supposed to pick up. I had three men up in the air, and I didn't even know. They couldn't bend me down. Well, the ladies happened to notice and see my chest wasn't going up and down. What happened, they had to fill my lungs up with the fluid and had an air pocket in me when they did the surgery. Now ain't nothing going on. And all I heard was this little voice at the last minute saying, breathe, honey, breathe. They were trying to stick that straw in my mouth. Couldn't get it in, and they finally put that mask across me. And I looked around, and I saw everybody looking at me. I said, man, what's going on? And, you know, you laugh about it now. You know, everything's over, but it was a good Lord looking over me because I was under the anesthesia to come out of that and to say, time to get up. Go ahead and take that breath. And that brought me back, you know. I mean, there's a couple things that went through, and, you know, you'd be surprised. Sometimes he want to turn around, and he just want to let you know, look, I'm still looking over you.
The word says if he be for you, he said he's more than the whole world against you. And you know, that's something to have, to know that you got someone that's stronger than the whole world, not just me. Mm-hmm. Or one of them beers chasing you, but the whole world behind you. That's a powerful statement to be able to make. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that states here, put Job was a very sick man, and the devil asked him, basically said, take the edge off around him. And God told him, he said, well, look here, you can have any part of that body, just can't touch your soul, so remove the hedge. And I said that, to say this real quick. I stood in front of the judge, and I watched the DA say I should get 3 years in the penitentiary for something I hadn't done. And I leaned over and I told my attorney, I said, look here, you did all you can do is have me talk to my attorney. And then I started praying. I could feel the bailer walk to me when the judge called my name out and said anything. I could just feel the judge when she stopped him. She let me finish praying. And then I held my head up. And the more they stretch the 3 year factor, the more she stretched the 2 year probation. You hear me? Do you hear me? Now, this conversation can go on and on, so we're going to go back to drag racing. But I'm going to tell you again, brother, keep praying. We're going to pray for you. And I know the Lord will answer prayer. You know, prayer changes things, and he will answer prayer.
When your friends turn your back on you, you know what? You still got Jesus. That's how I look at it.
You got Jesus.
You know?
That's right. And when you get him, you get all you need. And you get you get Jesus, man. You want to have friends, but you need Jesus. So, I'm going to go with you, man. You and I talk.
I'll
be talking to you. All right, bro.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, because I tell you, I appreciate it. And I will see you on the 26th.
Lead him there,
I will see you.
And you will be okay.
I will see you on the 26th.
Leave your fears alone, and you're gonna be okay.
I'll get ready to shoot one of the reindeers. You're gonna see. you gonna see. Take care now. I'm gonna open up another mic here. 757-7777. Your mic's open.
Hey, what's going on? It's Weeby.
Hey, what's going on, Weezy? How's everything, bro?
Everything good. How you doing?
Oh, hanging in there. We be trying to make sure they get through, you know. Get ready to get down there this weekend. Make it down there with us, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. What do you think about that, Weeby? What do you think about that? I'm telling you, we giving a free entry fee to win $4,000, and a man want to turn around and want to get paid to come up here. To come to the show.
What kind of guy would get paid to come there?
I don't understand that one. And you're getting free. No entry fee and to win $4,000 and it's a class. It ain't like he's doing a match race or something like that. He getting ready to go for the money, but he want me to turn around. Guy almost guaranteed like he's going up there, you know what I mean? Come on
now.
Is it
a class car? A grass car?
I don't know what you want to call him. I don't know. He act like he a superstar, but I ain't gonna lie to you. I really don't know him too good.
Who is he?
I hate to put that man out there like that.
I'm gonna talk about him.
Because I don't feel that's right.
You know
I'm gonna tell you this like it is. I'm
just
don't think it's right. You come out to run. You got a chance to win $4,000. I mean, come on. If I turned around, if I said I was charging $250, now I just said, hey, don't worry about it. I wiped it off. Don't worry about it. You ain't got to pay $250.
Right.
I'll take care of the $250. You know what I mean?
Right.
No, I just turned around. I said, ain't nobody paying. They just coming into class. Come on and do it. Go ahead and go for it.
Well,
you can't
I'll
ask nothing better than that.
If it's a class car and he can run it in that category, he should never ask for no money because of free entry.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I got a class car I run in the classes with. But we got to pay to go to it.
Yeah. And then if you don't qualify, right? Am I right?
Yeah, you got to sit and watch.
And you lose your money that you had put up.
You can't get it back. And I done it. I done went and couldn't qualify. But it ain't no way in the world you got a class car and you got a free entry with X amount of dollars to win and your car is supposed to be X amount of fast that you wouldn't go to it. Why would you ask somebody to pay you to go somewhere when you're gonna go there anyway to try to win the money?
Yes, that's terrible. It's one of those things. It's one of those things. I don't know what to say, but, you know, it's... I'll let them go, let them do what they want. We're going to keep it moving. Like I said, we're going to go out there, we're going to have us a good time regardless.
It might be good.
I'm out there. Look, I ain't going to lie to you. No, as soon as I get out there, I got to go over there and go get me one of them sandwiches. I got to go to Thunder Valley now. This is God honest truth. Have you ever heard of a college sandwich?
A what?
A college sandwich. I think they call it a college sandwich. Dexter, you
on
here?
On it.
Dexter, you here, right? They call it a college sandwich. They told me it was two pieces of cornbread, some lima beans, some collard greens.
Lester, they call it an Indian burrito.
Oh, no.
No, listen to me now. This is the God honest truth. The boy told me this here, and we went down there. I thought he was lying. He said, I'm going to get you one of them college sandwiches. You're going to see. I said, man,
yeah.
I said, I ain't never heard no joke like this. I got down there. He brought me that plate. I said, no, this ain't. What the heck is this junk? Boy, when I ate that jerk, I was looking for another one.
It was that good.
It was good. I ain't going to lie. I said, boy, I never thought it was sure I was going to eat lima beans, collard greens, and cornbread. I said, I don't know who cooked the cornbread, but they knew what the hell they were doing. I'll tell you that. I said, I don't believe this, boy. I walked around. I said, what the hell are you eating? I said, shoot. Don't ask me for none, I'll tell you that. You ain't getting none. You better go get your own. That's exactly it. Man, I saw everybody walking around with that. I said, what the hell are they eating? He said, oh, yeah, I got to get you a sandwich. Man, he went and got that. That joke was right. Boy, I was crying. I don't believe this.
It
that was right
good,
up in the valley. Huh?
Oh. It wasn't that good, was it, Long Island Joe?
Man, it was good. Yes, it was. It was good. That cornbread was slamming. I kid you. I don't know who made it, but they were right. They did their job on that one. That was a good old sandwich. Everybody looked at me like I was crazy. Man, what the heck you eating? I said, all mixed up together, boy. She right.
Yeah.
I don't know what it do for your blood pressure, but hey. That was a good old sandwich. You hear me? When we get down there, we're going to get one.
I'm going to get one, y'all. Try it out.
All right. You can look. When you sit there and eat that, you're like, what the heck? Go home and tell your girl, yo, you got to make this. Look, I may have messed around. Hey, I did that. Now, I ain't ate beans, lima beans, I don't know when, right? I messed around. I said, what the hell are you doing? I said, no, don't cook tonight. I'm cooking. So I messed around. I had the old pot on. I had the pressure cooker pot. I had the lima beans in there. I messed around. Got me some smoked neck bones and throwed all that up in there. I said, you don't touch my pot. Whatever you do, don't touch it. I let it cook and simmer all day. They looked at that joker and they said, what is this? I said, you gotta eat it if you don't want it. You can turn around, you know, the meat fall off the bone, you know she right.
Yeah, I know that's good.
That's something. You'd be surprised. That's why I like going down there, man. I eat all kinds of stuff. Thank goodness I don't live down there. Probably about 280 pounds are coming out of there. I couldn't stay there for no year. I'll be too heavy. But, yeah, no, we got to definitely go ahead and take a little ride. And when we go out there, we go straight there and go get that right quick and get it over with. But, yeah, man, it should be good. We should have a real, real good time, I'll tell you that. So far, everybody's talking about coming. Like they said, bad storm talking, some junk, boy. That's all I can tell you.
Bad storm, you know I really want them, right?
Huh?
You know how I want to do something with them.
Bad storm said, he said, you know there's a winter blowing, so you know there's a bad storm coming. I said, oh, shoot. You see the video?
Yeah.
He put a video out. They talking about there's a bad storm. You know when the wind blowing, there's a bad storm coming. Oh, man, that Bones was talking some junk. Yeah.
Well, I know he ain't got no excuses no more about racing me because I'm a big block car. He ran Pink Boy and Pink Boy a big block.
Yeah, no, he can't cry now.
No,
he definitely
he can't
cry.
Say nothing.
He did it, so now he can just go ahead and try it. I keep him to his word. We're gonna find out. I definitely gonna keep him to the word. We're gonna make sure. Oh shoot, man, golly. Y'all hold on because I got to open up all these here mics and I didn't know it was that late. I didn't even know it was almost 9:28. I got to make sure everybody get on here. But y'all can still stay on. As long as I get everybody mics on, I'm going to get everybody on right quick. Okay. 248-1625, your mic's open.
What's up, Joe? It's your boy, Kev. How you feeling today?
Oh, man, hanging in there, Kev. Pretty good, pretty good. How's everything with you?
Man,
how's the weather over there?
I just got back over the border.
Okay, so I'm trying to get to Michigan. I'm gonna try to get there. But Kev, hold on. I want to just make sure if I
all
open
right.
everybody mic up, then they can be able to get on and they can stay in for a little bit. Okay.
All right.
708-6369. Your mic's open. 708-6369. Your mic's open.
This me, Long Island's Cadillac.
I'm going to hold up on one other mic, okay?
All right, do your thing.
919-0362, your mic's open.
Yeah, what's up, man?
919-0362, your mic's open.
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on, Cut? Your mic's open. This is in the cut here.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. Trying to get everything ready.
What are you doing, Reese?
Not a thing, man. Just hanging in there.
Hey, Reese, tell it to you. That blue Magic Mustang a bad motherfucker, ain't it?
Yeah, when you can stop that spitting and talking, man. You all right, then?
Well, you're hard to beat, you know, other than that. You all right? What's up, man?
Do that motherfucker get busy, Reese?
Huh?
Do that little blue motherfucker get busy?
Yeah, she get busy. When she ain't spinning popping, she get busy now. And look, when you get it, you need to look for that little white Mustang. You know that little white Mustang that was in Hereford with the blue stripes? You need to go and look for him now. It's that's waiting on you.
I tell you what, I'm going to do it on the 12th. Where we going on? Are we at Fayetteville on the 12th?
Yeah, we're going to be at Fayetteville on the 12th.
You get him to come in as all the cherries.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, I got his number. Don't worry. I'll call him.
Yeah, I run him off the trailer.
You going to run him off the trailer?
Yeah, he's a little bigger than me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's about 3 inches taller than you, yeah, but that's about it.
I'm talking about the car.
I know what you're talking about. Both of y'all got big blocks. You know, both of y'all got regular big blocks on Nitrous on 28s. I mean, it ain't no bigger.
I want a drag rider,
him a slick. Hey, man, come on now. All these 275 versus Brian Hinn, you talking about drag rider versus slick? That's normal.
I missed that memo.
Uh-huh, that ain't nothing strange.
You know I'm going to race him. I want to race him. If he come down, I'm going to race him.
Well, he's local, so I'm pretty sure, you know, as far as I know, they'll be there. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I'm gonna show you I got the baddest, at least blue Mustang in grudge racing.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with it.
You know, Bad Storm got a blue and black now. You gotta be careful.
He can't get my damn business, Long Island Joe.
I knew he respected
me when he told me. He said, "We, I'm gonna leave you alone. I want the Pink Warrior." So I already know. He
already
know I'm bad.
Okay. Oh, see, he ain't say nothing all that now. He ain't keeping all that down on the low.
Well, if he said, if he get out of pocket, I'll fare there, I'll run him.
Okay.
And I ain't giving him nothing.
Nah, you ain't supposed to.
Mm-mm, he bad.
I mean, he done shot the video. Bones is talking joke out there, boy.
He's one of the baddest in the world.
Okay. All right. Well, I know a couple of people told me they're going to come. If everything work out, little Tony, brother, might be bringing his little Stockyaki Mustang there. You know, he's got time to bring
his Cadillac. I talked to him. I got my green 2013 Mustang plus one. He's supposed to bring some old Mustang to come down here. We don't run that. Then I got a 68 Camaro with an LS motor in it. Don't run anything anywhere.
Oh, shoot. With an LS motor?
Yeah. 68 LS motor. A rental motor. We got gas on it, too.
Yeah, I got a couple of the boys coming down there on August 2nd, and they coming out with some LSs. Some of them motor cars and some of them nitrous cars. You know, Steph's going to have a Cadillac in the house, too. You know, they're going to have that Cadillac that Steph was driving.
I hope nobody say nothing about the Camaro being an older body style, because we don't want no wrong with it.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
I'm telling you, it's a monster.
She right, huh?
Hey. I'm telling you, I didn't say too much, but it's a monster.
Yes, yeah, and the same token, we bring in a SRT Jeep that day also. And you can be looking for it.
Yeah, we can't run that. That's all we'll drive.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, drive it there and come back home. Huh?
Hey, Joe, check this out. I got something in the making that when you brought up the SRT Jeep, I might as well go ahead and say something about it. I'm about to come up with a four-door class. Anybody that's got a four-door D8, Cadillac, Jeep, or truck, tell them to get ready to go to the quarter mile, and there's going to be some money up for it. Because they got some fellas out there, and they don't seem to really get a chance to get to meet each other. You know what I'm saying? And these are we talking about four-door style cars. So I've already talked to a bunch of them, so we're going to daggone try to get it going. You tell whoever that Jeep is, he's getting ready to make a road trip in August.
Okay, because I know, matter of fact, I was at I was on the street yesterday. They were having a street race. And it was one of those big nine, what the heck is that, the BMW? Nine something, whatever it is, I think it is, the big one.
Right.
Whatever it was, he ran a, what the heck was it, a brand new Chrysler 300. Chrysler 300 gave him the break of the tires yesterday on the street. And I was like, man, that BMW going to wear him out.
Yeah, right.
That daggone Chrysler went right on around him like it was nothing. Standing still, gave him the break and went right around like it was nothing. I was shocked to see that thing run like that. So he told me, because last night when the police came, they told him the next person to ever go down this road again, I don't care, we catch anybody, we locking them up and taking their cars. Well, that ended the racing over there from now on.
Yeah, look, the game.
They gave him a break this time. And if you get a ticket, remember they blocked the road off. They blocked the road off. Anybody that's out there spectating the drag gets a ticket. You have to appear in court now. They is not playing. So these boys already said they bringing their cars on August 2nd. And so now they going to the track from now on. They want to do some running on the track.
Yeah, I'll be there August. You got to worry about that. I'll be up there August 2nd. And something else, on 19th at Hereford County, you know your boy Sonny McCoy? You remember Sonny McCoy? They have a little Sonny McCoy Memorial up at Hereford County.
And that's going to be on what, the 19th of August?
No, it's July 19th. That's after next week. So they're going to be some good racing folks there.
Oh, okay. And that's going to be, I have yet to ever been to that track yet.
I
came down there with Sonny one time, and we went to Outer Banks and went there, but I never got to go there. He had told me about the new track they had there. And a matter of fact, a friend of mine out there, the sheriff, Mark, and he drives out there. He raced a Firebird out there. And he was telling me about it also. He used to live right up by, he used to live right out here, but now he moved down there. He actually ran to Fayetteville last time, so he told me about it, saying that they do some running out there. And should be good. The way everybody's talking, let's just make sure everybody's doing some running. That's all we want to see. As long as I got no problem.
As long as the sun is shining, they're going to be running every week, probably to the summit.
Okay, sound good. That sounds real good. Definitely can't beat that when you're doing it. Everybody want to do something. But I think the mic's going to get ready to close up because it just said the second. But if we keep on going, but if it can cut off, that's going to be probably the end of the segment. It was over at 9:30. They're going over the time limit. But what do you have to say about that cut about this here? You got a free purse and they turn around and you guys won't get paid. What do you think about that one?
Well, they get paid. They come in there and win. That's when they get paid. Other than that, they don't get paid.
Yep. That's a shame, boy. You try to make things right, and guys won't go a little further. And meanwhile, if you go to any one of these other shows going around, and they ain't get half of that, and they got to pay a big purse to get in, a big entry fee.
Well, this is what the deal is. That class race thing is totally, not a lot of people around there, they don't care about getting paid. All they care about is the racing. But when it comes to grudge racing, you got people care about money more than they care about the racing. So that's what's got a lot of the game messed up.
Yeah. Wow. I really don't think this guy really a real grudge racer, if you ask me, the way he seemed like. I mean, you know what? Anybody else would be more than happy to turn around and be able to go in there and get a shot at it, or say, wow, I can be able to compete in this, you know? Let's just be real. There's a lot of things that a lot of guys can't. They can't do. They can't do it. They can't get in it. And that's how I look at it. And it goes on and on and on. You know, you know, and I know this. Money, the money turns around sometimes, and you just can't compete with money. These guys get these big sponsors and everything. I mean, ProMod done turned around and went way out the way. I mean, you know, ain't too many people can compete in that no more like they used to. At one time, shoot, we see a lot of people go and be able to compete. We used to go down there and Orlando. I mean, years ago, Drew, all of us, man, everybody turned around, they would make the field. Man, when they turned around and let that thing open to everybody, when these guys started coming out with some stuff, oh, my gosh. Nobody was making the field after that. So it kind of like killed the class. It actually killed it. Killed everything. You know, Pat Musi put messing around, he in the class. Heavy Street. Who in the heck can beat Pat Musi back then? You know? You had Shannon Jenkins in the class. He came in. Good gracious. You couldn't compete with them. Now when you turn around, you give them something that they can turn around and they can compete and try to get on their own, and they don't realize it, you know. You giving them something. They want more. You know, so it is what it is. But just try to do the best. That's all I can say. Try to give everybody a good show. That's all you try to do. You try to make sure everybody happy, but you can't please everybody. And that's all to it, you know. You just try to please the majority of them. That's how I got to look at it now. You try your best. You give them the best show you can give them. And so far, you know what I mean, the good outweigh the bad. That's how I look at it.
Man, look, there are always haters out there, Joe. Some of them haters are standing right next to you. As long as you know who they are and you're true about what you do, don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
The haters are going to kill themselves.
Oh, yeah. You know, the sad part with the haters, you know, like I always tell a guy, I told a guy the other day, I said, yeah, I know the guy hating, but you know, this is, every time we have the show, he there, though. He there. I'm saying to myself, if you hate so much, why you there? You don't like the show, why you even there? But you just want to talk bad on somebody. That's all it is. You want to say something bad.
Some jokers just want something for nothing.
Yeah, you can't please them. You know, I want to get my money back. You know, why would I give you the money back? Never come here no more. That's all through it. We don't need you. They don't want to hear that. They going to be there. They going to be there.
Hey, Joe, let me tell you something. Somebody told me one time that sometimes you got to sell yourself to the devil to get stuff going on. And I think that's a bunch of bullshit.
This man said,
we supposed to be, you know, we supposed to be working on the same team, and the man told me that. Now, me and you, how long have we been working together? For years now, right? Have we ever thought we needed our soul to do anything, to get things done?
Nah, you know what, I ain't going to do that
one. Exactly right. So, just met you like that, don't even worry about it. You just do your thing. Because that's what we, as racers, that's what we, as people who want to put on, help people put on a good show and love the race and they're real about it, that's what we're about. It's selling your soul, because that's the problem. When these jokers need to stop doing that. If they stop doing that, all these little shows that's going on will get better. You know what I'm saying? People have more fun.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you. You know, there ain't no doubt about that one. You can't turn around and do that one. No.
I couldn't believe it when the man said it. But he said it, and he was serious about it, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I gotta say one thing. I've been looking at a lot of people. And I ain't gonna lie. Like, you know, if you know you got it and you're sincere about it, that's how I look at it. You know what you're doing. You ain't got to explain yourself to nobody.
Exactly.
And the sad part is sometimes, like, you know, you always hear somebody say innocent until proven guilty. To me, it's just the opposite, if you ask me. They'll put you guilty, and then you got to prove yourself innocent. you know, stuff like that, because that puts you on there like, oh, man, this here, he did this, he did that. No, 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 no. Now you got to defend yourself.
Yeah, see, so, see, the haters want you guilty by association. That's what it is. The haters want you guilty by association. They want to use you, then they do some fucked up shit, and then when it falls apart, it's all left on you. You see what I mean? That's how they do it. And we just got to alleviate it. If we alleviate that, everything, I'm talking about every aspect of the grudge game will get better. You know? You still there?
Nah, you're right about that. It's definitely, you gotta, you can make it better, but you know, you got a lot of guys out there, like they say, you know, they'll tell lies on top of lies on top of lies. Oh, man, that's a, I mean, come on now. Enough is enough. Just to make themselves look good.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the sad part. That's what I just don't understand that, you know. And it ain't like you got anything. That's how I look at it. Man, I'm looking, why would you go out there that far to go that far? You wasting all that energy to make yourself look better? I got promoters. I see promoters doing that for no reason, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make somebody else. Oh, the show wasn't shit. This didn't do that. It could be the best show around. But why would you hate on somebody like that there for what reason? You know, you just turned around. You just hurt yourself now because you just killed yourself. The other guy ain't going to help you out now.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, yeah, I'm not going to help you. That's how I feel.
I mean, they poison the air with everything. They poison the air with the fans just to make them look good so they can be on top.
Oh, yeah. You know, some people believe, and the sad part is some people believe the lie. That's the worst part. You can have a guy turn around, tell a lie, and we know up and down the thing ain't true. It's a lie. But some people don't, and, you know, they'll take their word over yours. You know, well, I think maybe it is true. And, it's, you know, meanwhile, it might not have been true. Man, I had somebody lie one time. One of us on the bus, and the bus, the air conditioner ran out. I ain't never seen the Freon went out of the bus. And when the Freon went out of the bus, so we had to go get some air. We got stuck in traffic, so we can't get to the air conditioner right here at the place. We're gonna call them up. It's about 5 miles away to get to the air thing. So we up there, everybody having a good time. It's hot, but, you know, we was all right. We got there, they put the air, woof, man, it's hot. The man put the air conditioner in. I said, okay, we all right there? He said, yep. Sure enough, it was getting cold and it's starting to get right. I ain't think nothing of it. Well, we had one person on the bus went back and told a big lie. Somebody, I think he died. and you believe that my sister-in-law does, she's a beauty shop. And the girl worked there in the beauty shop. She said, well, she didn't know it was my bus. She said, I heard somebody died on the bus. Meanwhile, she ain't on my book. I'm like, I looked at my wife, she looked at me, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you mean to tell me that big lie that quick?
You know what she meant to say, like, she said, if somebody told her it was so hard, I like to die. You know, they were just being sarcastic, but you know how it is.
No, they said the man died. Look, they said the man died.
Yeah,
I said,
you know
that. Golly, boy, I couldn't, I was like, man, I said, boy, that story went bad. Whew.
Man, you know,
I had a friend of me. I had a friend that believed somebody. Somebody said something, right? Ain't gonna dispute me, and I know what was said. I know what was said, and I know the person in this. Ain't gonna tell me that. Ain't gonna believe this other one that is nothing but bullshit from the get go. I said, I'm trying to tell you, I know for a fact. I'm saying right now, I'm the person that was standing right there. I know that is not true. But you know what? Once they believe something, it's very hard to take something off somebody.
Because people believe what they want to hear. When people say what they want to hear, that's how it goes. It's hard to change their mind when that's what they wanted to hear, whether it's the truth or not. You know, everybody has to overcome that. You know, some people use it. Everybody.
I'm going to give you one real good. Now, I know a friend of mine, he's a good guy. He turned around and he got messed around and he got accused of supposedly this girl got supposed to say raped her. Meanwhile,
okay.
He looked like the person.
Right.
Right?
Right.
She turned around. Now, she ain't nothing, but she was on, I hate to say it, but she was a hood rat. Regardless, she was out there all drunk and acting stupid, messing
mm-hmm.
around and got sleeping with somebody, and let's just be real about it. And
right.
Anyhow, he ended up letting the friend go on or mess around with her, too. Well, lo and behold, the boy went on, and they took him to jail the whole bit. Everybody, now people up there saying, oh, I heard he raped the girl. Man, do you know, a week later, everything came out. She all doped up and everything. And she don't understand that that's not him. Now so you saying that's not him. But the first time you said it was him. And he done served her. I told the boy, I said, listen, I'm be real with you. I'd have pressed charges on her. She'd have had to go to jail herself,
yeah.
Herself too.
And you can't even change it. When they found out, it ain't even real, too.
It wasn't even him and whatever DNA, all that. Oh, my gosh, you know. It was a sad thing because he was going for a state job. Now, that junk followed
you.
Them lies followed you because people remember, you know. Oh, shoot, I think he might have did it. Man, the man, they already didn't accuse. Everything is thrown out. Come on, leave the man alone.
Yep,
it was,
exactly.
That was a sad thing, man. Everybody was talking about that. I said, yeah, you see what happened? Like I said, you know, one person can tell a lie, and sure, you might have seven good friends that might not, you know, don't believe it, but you have one of them that have a disbelief. He might spread it and say, man, I think he might have, you know, I remember him doing something before. And before you know
he might be.
It don't mess around, went around, I think he did. That's such and such. Come on. I ain't got time for that hearsay bullcrap. I'm going to move on, you move on. No more. Ain't no more. You can't believe me, ain't nothing to worry about it. That's how I look at it. It's the same way when I'm going out here and put that pot down. I turn around and I say, we're going to lay that money out. It is what it is. We ain't never stiff nobody. Ain't trying to stiff nobody. That's how it is. You turn around and say, you're going to do it, you're going to do it. That's how it's supposed to be. But shoot, you got people. Oh, I don't know. I doubt that gonna happen. They can't do that. Always doubting somebody what they can't do and what they can do. You know that I can't. It's not in my vocabulary. That's how I look at it. I'm trying to do something. When you try to do right, you know, you're always gonna have somebody saying trying to make you do wrong. But yeah, I'm at the end of the show because I think they gonna hit us bad on the next one. Oh.
Okay.
But I guess you got anything to say anymore, Cut? Anything you got to do? Or?
No, it's all good. I'm probably gonna be in town this weekend. My wife has surgery, so it's kind of tough for me to get out. But this weekend, I'll probably be there where you at on Saturday at Fayetteville, and the following weekend, I know I'm gonna be up there at Sonny McCoy's Memorial, and then after that, who knows? You know, I'm definitely gonna be in what you call on the second in Maryland on the second.
Okay. It should be a good one.
Grudge Wars on the 16th. You know what I'm saying?
On the 16th. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a lot of racing going on coming up real soon. So I guess everybody stay tuned. And if you got anything, come on out and support us. Or come out there and race in it. Either way, whatever you're doing, come on out and have a good time. So I'm going to say good night, and God bless everybody.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you guys take care.
Goodbye.